This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Race Wars, we back in the house, baby.
I was having John explain how podcasts work.
We're international now, but still local enough to choke you to death with a Charleston chew.
Hey, look who's here.
Oh, that's right. Andy's here, too. But
good
wait, Ebony.
Pig. Hi.
Ebony, we got Ebony Williams in the house. Ebony, say hi to the people.
Hello, people.
Indeed. And, yes.
Welcome back, Ebony.
Thank you. It's so fabulous to be back with you lovely people today.
Yes. We brought some gifts for Ebony, too.
Yeah, you know, y'all are really hating with this. Why are you going to hit me with the crying Jordan face?
Yes.
For real?
Because her Panthers lost. And, we ain't seen her since
that was like 6 months ago. Why are y'all talking about old-ish?
It's still the last football season.
Okay, fair enough.
And what happened to your boy Cam, too? We can bring that up now that you're here.
Oh, Cam's counting his money. Last I checked.
Counting his money. Yeah, you know who else is? So is my drug dealer.
Okay, well, you know, that's
money's
not nice.
The money's not the end of all
smiles
things.
What are you guys talking children. About?
Sports? Can he bring smiles to his own face?
What is this?
It's a vape. Everyone loves it. Everyone thinks it's great and I should do it more.
Ebony's from the South and she's church and she's conservative. She don't want to smoke.
I'm conservative.
Not conservative, but conservative for this room. For this room.
For this and room, that's probably true.
He's blowing vape smoke in your mouth. So
no, I'm glad there's a conservative. Because last week we had Dana and Mark and we didn't get into this argument they apparently were having.
Yeah.
We got to have him back.
About what?
Race.
Because, Mark made some joke calling her Nell Carter, this girl Dana, who's a comic.
He said she said that he made up a lot of stuff in that story, in his stories about the Tuesdays with Stories or something, about the trip, the show they had together, and called her some names, and then they had a whole thing. We'll have
Mark
them in.
Mark Norman lied? That's so crazy.
I can't keep up
with
all gonna
this shit. We're going to have them on, and,
keep up with
did
all
you
this.
Say Nell Carter?
Yeah, I guess he called her Nell Carter.
Listen, here's the bottom line.
Nell Carter, who was a triple threat, by the way.
Yeah, she's like a Tony Award winning.
Yes, only in fucking Dreamgirls. Made Dreamgirls what it is, by the way.
Here's what I said. I said, if only she could be alive to have seen Precious take over for having
goodbye.
Her name for the cruelest mockery.
Precious the...
When Precious came out, it was enough calling people Nell Carter. Now she passed the torch of the meanest name.
Which Precious are you talking
Annie's
about?
Annie's in the house, too. Annie, say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
Wait, why didn't Ebony say goodbye? Because of Precious?
What?
What does it matter?
What?
I didn't say goodbye. I'm still present.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to marginalize me?
I'm not.
What are you trying to say? Like
what's the opposite of marginalizing?
You dismissed him.
Big up.
I appreciated it. Yeah, I didn't notice.
Oh, she bi-Felicia'd me? I'm learning a lot of new terms.
You can't use bi-Felicia unless you watch Friday. You watch Friday, though.
I told him not to say that.
What?
Because it comes from the movie
I told
Friday.
Not to say
know your origin.
I actually encourage Kurt to only say bye.
Please, guys, I don't want to have to buy Felicia anyone in here.
No, I don't ever want to hear you say bye, Felicia.
Unless this is when you make a girl named Felicia hook up with a guy.
Yeah, but
girl.
Why get tight if I brought a Precious? I don't. It's happened a couple times.
Yeah,
she's not a real. Wasn't a real person.
What?
Precious, like it's a fictitious story.
Well,
right. No spoilers.
And also, I mean, you could hear out the rest of what I'm saying before it becomes a thing.
Don't bring up Precious, nigga.
You got in trouble.
Why?
You called that girl Precious at my show.
I had a valid point to make about Precious.
Yeah. What was that? Because she took over from Nell Carter. Nell Carter wasn't like a Precious girl, though. Nell Carter was a,
I wouldn't call anybody Nell Carter. I don't do those kind of jokes.
You don't.
And I'll be honest, I'm not going to listen to...
First of all, to call someone Nell Carter is a compliment.
That's what I see. That's how I see it.
That's not how Dana saw it. She was very upset by it.
Dana must not know
her history.
Because
he was referring to her weight when he was saying it about her, not her Tony Award winning splits.
She's not that big, by the way, Dana.
No.
But
no Precious.
The point is, I don't think Mark's a white supremacist. It got to where she's like, he's a white supremacist, and that's why.
You got to think of yourself as supreme to be a supremacist.
Right. And don't limit. I mean, Mark's just
a general asshole.
So don't limit him to just being that. Like,
be too self-deprecating to think we're supreme to anybody.
There's so much more assholish about him.
Yeah,
to limit it to just mere white supremacy.
What happened on O'Reilly? That's what I want to know. Ebony just came off of O'Reilly just now from across the street.
You want some breaking O'Reilly news?
Yes.
Well, I will tell you the segment.
What old Whitey talking about?
Oh, Lord. Sweet dear Bill O'Reilly was talking about Jesus.
Was he?
Yes, literally.
What, killing Jesus? He wrote a book about it?
Well, he did do that.
Yeah, he did.
He's talking about Jesus and socialism. Specifically, whether or not Jesus was a socialist.
What does he say?
That's the tease.
Oh, it's not out yet.
No, it's coming on.
What did you say?
Do you think he's not? What do you say?
Yeah,
can you? Can we wait? I don't think I have privilege to break news like that.
Shit.
It's not news. It's written down. He was kind of socialist.
Let me tell you something. It's Fox News. They're not paying you enough to hold your tongue.
Who negotiated your contract?
A white person.
Ooh. Well, not me.
Well, I got a better contract from A&E, and I know you ain't getting that from them. I know that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Damn, easily.
Listen, they're not. Easily. That's why they don't have.
You ain't getting six figures in 2 months. Easily.
Oh yeah.
2 months.
Fox don't pay like that.
Oh, I'll say it again. My show.
Negotiated my own contract.
I did mine too, and my show premieres July 6th on A&E.
And first of all, congratulations
to
that.
Thank you. I created it, wrote it, hosted it.
That's a very big deal. But I will say, I will stand negotiation.
Well, maybe I need you to negotiate with me because I know
I'm a damn good lawyer.
Guys. I know you are.
I am.
Yeah.
Your contracts, who cares? I want to know about this commie Jesus.
Come on.
Commie Jesus.
Oh, Lord, just forgive him, Father God. Forgive him, Father God.
You're
forgive
discussing
him.
Your basic cable contracts.
Yes.
I want to know how Jesus is not a commie.
I like that black people are accomplishing things with contracts, though. It's a good thing to say.
Well, it's better when you represent yourself.
It's better when you represent, it no is. Question. I always have a team. I never have somebody go in there and talk for me.
One
I always
person,
go with,
yeah,
no, I don't
because
do
because here's the problem with that, right? Does that one person fully understand and appreciate everything that's unique about your talent?
No. Well, they think they can. But you really understand.
That's right. Nobody can advocate better for me.
You
than
know
me.
Your worth.
Yeah.
So it's better to.
But they don't pay
for
good over there, man. That's why they're not going to have a daily show at Fox because they don't want to pay a union comedy writer to do it.
Like, yeah.
It's not a high.
You got to bring in right. Like, it's one thing to get paid. Like, if you want to do a show there,
yeah,
you want to get money for the show, not just money for yourself, because then you're going to have no writers who's in the guild.
And so right. Setting
and
up
shit
for
like
failure.
That. That's going to set you up for failure.
John Stewart was smart with that. He was like really on people getting insurance and all that
yes,
shit. Like,
that's
he
the
really
same,
took care
I made
of
sure
them.
I fucking followed that lead and take care of the dudes who's working on the show. If you don't got, like, you got to take care of your people and get good people.
Yeah, but I didn't realize how much a
otherwise
union's like a, before I was in this business, I didn't understand like the level of how much you need a union.
Yeah.
To negotiate that shit.
Because otherwise it would be
it's unbelievable.
Food spots.
What, yeah. But that's they
spots.
Have that on certain things. There's like food spots. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I do it all the time because I like Tom.
Yeah.
But they're not paying over there at a fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
a food spot.
Yeah, it's a food
but
spot.
But I'll do it because I have fun and you know, he's my
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, I had fun for a while too. But then you after a while, you got to say, okay, that's enough with the fun.
Right.
That's enough with the fun, and now you gotta pay me.
Point. Yeah, you don't pay your rent.
And now you gotta pay me some fucking money.
Because
I gave you hours
samples.
And hours and hours of watchable shit.
Of content.
Right.
Content is king.
Goddamn, the cameras ain't on today?
I saw a camera. Because
Ebony got the dress on. We can't, our fans
that
ain't gonna see
this.
That is
a very nice dress, too, by the way. That's
thank
an
you.
Excellent dress. Holy shit.
I appreciate that.
Damn, Ebony. Ebony's grown. She's a grown woman.
I'm grown as hell out here.
God damn.
Yeah. Growing before
I'm grown
our
as hell
eyes.
Out here.
Ain't nobody growing up out here. I'm grown as hell.
Grown as hell.
Yes, I hope you said that on O'Reilly.
I wish he asked me about it.
Listen, I really want to ask this Jesus thing to you because I love okay. that shit.
Yeah.
He was pretty much like pay your taxes and shut up, right? Like, isn't that kind of Jesus's position on it? Like, how come they're so anti-tax when Jesus was so like just pay your goddamn taxes, like explicit?
Well, that was nobody really made a set in stone argument, right? I mean, more I don't want to spoil the show, but more or less, nobody was really disagreeing with the fact that if Jesus, as we historically know him, came down today, his preferred candidate looks like it might be Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're the same age?
Yeah.
No. Oh, shit.
They went to the same high school, right?
They both comrades.
Yeah.
Same high
classmates.
School.
Both Jesus and Hitler, if you believe that movie I just saw.
They played JV together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like what? But how do they get like that prosperity, Jesus? Like, how do you get?
Well,
you're from
and that's
South,
the thing.
You must know about it.
Well, hey, yeah, I know a lot about prosperity preaching, and that's the thing. You know that a lot of these churches, it's like you're preaching in the pulpit about the greater good and the common man and the collective, but you rolling up in a Bentley GT though,
right?
Like, what's good?
Yeah, that's like
it's, they,
what's good.
That doesn't seem like that it's, preacher's
it
your fucking
seems
pimp
like
at that
how
point.
How do we reconcile these teachings?
Well, and then you go to the Vatican or St. Peter's Basilica, and it's full of priceless
full of gold.
Art.
Yeah,
and gold.
Yeah. I know. Wildy bought that up. Yeah,
because God likes nice things. God likes a flashy flash.
There's no accounting for taste.
It's a little
well,
lame.
Look, I get it. I get it a little bit more in like a Southern black church setting because of
what?
It's also such a political, like the church down there was not just the church, it was all like
well, it was a beacon
too.
For
excellence. It was a lot of but it was a lot of stuff tied
I
up
I will
in
say
it.
I think that's true. I think culturally black people like to see their leaders do well.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So that's kind of tied up in
it. Yeah, absolutely.
But then those mega fucking churches, I don't get like.
But there's a lot of white mega church preacher mega church.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. A lot of shit that I mistook for like a black thing is like a southern thing.
It is. Yeah. Because Joel Osteen is out here caking.
Yeah, he's caking it off.
Osteen's caking.
Yeah.
He's on Oprah and everything. Yeah.
It's just like.
Absolutely.
Teeth whitening and. Like what's the
full hair? Yeah, he's just out there winning.
He does have
God really has been good to
him.
He got Stamos hair. God must be on his side if you got Stamos hair.
But nobody's like, how about just if you live somewhere it sucks and you're Christian, it sucks for you. They don't go, why is God not blessing their seed a thousandfold?
No, the prosperity teaching is real. It really is.
So they think God just wants you to be chilling. And have nice things.
Essentially, God is not a hater. Is what I get from this.
Right.
God's not hating on anybody's come up.
He's a capitalist.
God wants to see everyone do well.
Well, except, yeah, but honestly, but except
my God wants to see me do well. I know that much.
Except for they don't want to
You're doing well.
He don't want to see religious leaders doing well like that. That's why he'd be flipping the tables.
I don't think he wants to see people come up off the backs of people's sacrifices.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the sad thing. And that's reality. Real talk. Yeah, that makes me sad.
But that's how they make their money.
I went to church in L.A., right? I used to live in L.A. for about 5 years.
It almost sounded like you shouldn't even say those two things together.
I went to church in L.A.
No, he's alive.
So you're a Scientologist.
No. This
New York's got a whole, like, born-again thing here, too.
This was a bit sad for me. So it was a popular church. I won't say the name, but the preacher dropped a lot of celeb attendees, right?
Okay.
A-list actors, we will.
What, dropped? Name dropped?
Name dropped, yeah, in the pulpit.
I was talking to Tom Cruise the other day.
Oh, my God.
And as he was walking past the collection plate,
God is good, ain't it, Tom?
Yeah.
But in addition to that, okay, so number one, you're name dropping your celebrity attendees and parishioners, whatever. But then you're talking about your Benz, your helicopter.
Was he?
Yeah.
No, he was not.
Yeah, but they use it. Here's the thing, Sean.
That
they
attracts
use
people.
It, yes,
yeah.
They use it to inspire. They call it, my mother does this, and it actually gets on my nerves. It's a testimonial. You testifying about your Marc Jacobs bag, though?
Ignorant shit.
No, I think it's like? It's like the guy busking in the subway with a guitar, and he throws a dollar in his own cup. Mm. So like, oh, look, people are throwing dollars in. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like a come on to get more. You said people like their leaders to do well.
To do well, yeah, they
even
do.
Even if they have to pay, that's just like
it's
they're getting
ridiculous.
Something out of it.
I'm like a woman sending herself flowers to make her office crush jealous.
Yeah, I never.
Well,
got
that
it.
Could be different though, right? Because I have to say, before I proceeded to be in a relationship, I did spend a year dating myself.
Okay, now who's this person you're in a relationship with?
I didn't say it was current. I'm just laying out a chronology right now.
God damn.
Don't try to.
I just want to know what's going on. I'm protective over you, Ebony.
I don't think that's such a big deal. I spent most of high school dating myself.
No, I
dated the shit out of myself.
And that's probably why you're feeling real good about yourself today.
I feel great about myself today.
I believe in dating myself.
Better than
myself.
I should.
Yeah, you have to date yourself. Now, what do you mean, physically dating?
No, I mean like gifting myself to her point. Like going into the store.
That still sounds sexual to me.
I gifted myself.
See, that's different than like just doing it so that other people see it. You're just doing it for you.
No, I like went into like the department store, was like, how much is that Tom Ford lipstick? $50. Wrap it up. I'll take two. You know?
Oh,
seriously.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Gift wrap it, because I'm that special.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, really. Seriously.
So you have to do that drunk.
You're psychotic.
Go home and hide it. And then you find it.
You know what?
I understand.
No. As a man, you should appreciate this, Sherrod. This was me saying, who am I to expect a man to step up in this way if I'm not willing to splurge on myself in that same way?
But why gift wrap it?
Because I'm
it's
special.
Because it's fun.
Girls, that's psychotic to me.
Is it?
A little bit for women to... I mean, if I went out and bought a car for myself,
right.
I'm not going to put
don't
a bow
on
it.
I would.
I would absolutely put a bow on it.
Where do you buy giant bows, by the way, for cars?
Oh, they got them at the nice car places.
The Lexus dealership
They have a bunch of them
in the
back.
They're in the commercials for Christmas.
Do you need an enormous bow?
They probably go on sale during the summer, though, because it's like the down season.
That's Christmas in July. Yes.
I want to go where they sell that bow. I'm going to go where they sell that bow. Like, yeah, I'm not buying a car. It's just for my dick. No, wrap.
I don't know if it's that special.
Wrap it up.
Oh, we can't get into that again. Why? Oh, this is 2 weeks in a row, though, of like, why would you assume I would feel bad about myself? But like, because I don't.
Said that?
You just said it just now.
No, I just said you'd feel better about yourself if you gifted yourself.
I don't think I'd feel worse. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's like, I think I feel psychotic.
But what we do gift ourselves. Sometimes just turn the phone off and watch a fucking Mad Max movie.
Okay,
it's me gifting myself. But I ain't going to be like, you a special little fella, and light a candle.
I do that.
That's great.
That's the thing.
Jump alone up in this piece. Yes, girl.
It's the ceremony. That's the part.
I do that.
Because you're right. I give myself all the time.
But
like,
the ceremony.
Shit.
Yeah.
But so the ceremonies hold something for you is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. Because again, I feel some kind of way about being, it makes me feel like a bit of a gold digger to expect a man to do unto me in a way that I wouldn't do unto myself.
God damn it. That whole sentence was sexy as shit.
Yeah, I know.
Do unto me.
Can you please?
Do unto me.
And that stuff I'm going to be passing out the plate and just put in there what you feel led to. All right.
Oh my God.
Mercy.
Ebony is boning up this studio right now with every sense.
Yeah, we're
Lewis
all,
just
I'm
passed out.
I'm
Ebony, Lewis's feet are just up in the booth right now.
Yeah, for me, you know what though? I kind of don't want a guy to know exactly what I want because that way if the guy goes away, I can still do it. Like for
what
me, assembling a perfect cheese plate is like the thing that I do for myself. Like I'll get home and I'll put like a brie, fig jam, some of those rosemary crackers, and then maybe if I'm feeling very fancy.
No, why are you laughing?
Goat cheese.
I'm laughing because it's true. Like I can see that.
What was like a specific way I like it?
Yes, I get it.
A man cannot do it.
I just imagine Aaron surrounded by cats arranging cheeses. As the cats look on.
Oh, the cat gets put in a different room when I have
some
the
of
cheese.
Them wearing tuxedos for Oscar night.
Artisan crackers.
What, Aaron? What wine do you compliment this with?
I don't drink wine. I'm a beer girl.
Oh, you're beer.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. It's
usually like
it's
a
like
nice,
draft.
A very hoppy IPA.
Mm,
that
fancy.
Is hilarious.
I like it.
It just went from like a fancy restaurant to she's like, I want beer to like a trailer park.
So
beer is in trailer park.
So, wait, so this is a follow up question.
No. I'm drinking microbrews.
Okay,
Aaron, you think Aaron's not
high-end
drinking microbrews?
You're right.
She's probably got a Chimay glass.
Exactly, a goblet.
I do.
She has a Chimay goblet.
I actually do. Have
I
a
do too.
Goblet.
Yeah, that's how I knew you had one.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I'm guilty of one. Where'd you guys go?
I ate your girlfriend out.
Wait, you do look tired, and it does take a while.
Yeah.
I came in with a very sore jaw. But so, do you expect a man to do that then?
Absolutely. What? Yes. Fuck. And now I feel justified, right? Because
okay. So that even it's not psychotic. I see what you're doing.
You see what I'm doing here, right? You
what?
Follow me.
You feel justified.
It was
with...
just a ceremony to not feel bad expecting a man to buy that kind of shit.
That's right. He's got it. He's onto it.
This is just look, and especially it's all coming together. Southern churchy. You can't just do this. You have to justify this.
Right.
And you have to get around
it. I
got to
eradicate
conscience.
My guilt around it.
Right.
Yes.
No, I get that whole scenario.
Yes.
That's, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I definitely am the opposite.
No,
of you.
Yeah. Well, because she was just Philly trash. She was not
really garbage.
But what I do get from being religious, because this is why it's so important or to me that I got raised so religious, it really gives you, first of all, it teaches you how to lie, right? And like when to lie and who to lie to.
Yeah.
You know, because people that aren't raised religious, they don't even understand how lying works. Mm. The first you start with yourself, like I'm going to buy this Marc Jacobs pack, and now you have to buy me one. You learn how to do that to yourself. That's some high level shit she did.
Like,
no, that's high level.
She's
man.
Setting the dude up for disaster. Woman,
not
on
disaster.
The get
sure,
out
I'm setting him up for success.
The way you learn to lie when you're in a thing that deep, like or especially what I was in, it's fucking amazing. Like
Jehovah's
the somersaults
Witness.
You do that I do in my head for all kinds of shit because secular people don't have that high of stakes.
Right.
You this is my eternal salvation at stake.
On so everything. On your egg sandwich. Make an egg sandwich.
So
understand?
When I say I put this on everything, I really put it on everything. That's true.
Yeah, no, I get that 100%.
That's completely true.
I really
too
did.
Much. Who well, lives
you
like that?
You still, well, I dropped that shit because it was just a burden. Like,
it's going to kill you.
And also, I think it's easier for some, well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's easier if you're a man to do that, but I could just be talking out my dickhole right now. But what, because I seem, girls I seem to see way more give a shit about, like, I'm the one who's like the good one. In whatever.
Yeah,
like,
I want to
growing
feel
up, my sister was like that.
Very much like
she had to be the good one.
Out of y'all, out of the siblings.
We both did the same kind of shit, but she somehow, it was like.
Was she older?
No, she's younger.
She's younger.
Okay. But she was the only girl.
I think that's a younger kid thing, too.
Well, sometimes when you're the
I
only.
Mean, I held a bunch of that shit till adulthood. That thing you're talking about until I just got, like, I don't know how I got it. You know how I started fucking pussy in college.
Pussy can get you out a lot of fucking holes in your family.
It's the cause of and solution to all of my problems.
Not all, but yeah, it is. Because Kurt used a vagina, if, you know, using a better word.
Thank you.
To get him out of his fucking, because he was surrounded by nonsense, like Jehovah Witness nonsense.
Yeah.
So he needed something to let him see the clarity.
Well, that's the clearest. That's to be like, okay, I'm not going to go to hell for this, for one. Okay. It felt great.
We didn't have hell. We didn't believe in
whatever
hell.
Whatever,
but it doesn't matter.
Was.
It's still like,
no
you
salvation.
Imagine the elders or whoever the fuck your congregation is like, did you do really? Brother Metzger?
And he needed like an older woman too, not just a vagina his age. He couldn't deal with a vagina his age. She don't got no way out for him.
Right. Always an older
He needed
an
escape.
He needed a savior.
Yes, he needed a savior.
An imaginal savior.
Yes, there we go.
And it would all grind me up, and it would always be like a stripper or somebody that like, they related to me like we were foster kids because I was out of this. Because you get declawed being in that shit growing up.
Yes.
You can't survive. You weren't supposed to be worldly. So they just remove your survival shit. So then like, even my girlfriend now who's like way younger and hotter than anybody I was with, like, that was, she wasn't my
Can
first instinct.
Can we ask
instinct.
Her what her attraction is to you?
Sure. Karen?
Is this mic on?
Answer
on?
The lady.
Yes.
Answer the woman.
Well, my attraction to Kurt has always been like the...
sorry, I threw up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's taking her so long to get this out.
Spit it out, you animal.
She's choosing her words very carefully right now.
Kurt is
this a mongrel face?
I like that Kurt is always there's always interesting shit coming out of Kurt. Like
jizz.
Sounds
literally
shit itself.
I just spend hours in the shower every day. He's funny and thinking about interesting stuff. That's like really what the attraction has been since day one.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet? Where'd you guys meet?
Comedy Cellar. When I was at NYU, I was waitressing there.
Okay.
And she was, I'm going to hit this one. She was a virgin.
Yeah.
Was she really?
Yeah. That's my enemies, by the way. That's
I was friends with Sherrod before I was friends with Kurt. Like, we were friends first.
So Sherrod's like, God damn it, you took the virginity I've been working on for all these years.
Tell her, I would never want to, with this cock, I'm going to take a fucking virgin? No, thank you.
It's not easy.
A bunch of E. Who needs it?
Sherrod used to sit me down and break my shit down. He used to go, you think you're so smart. And I'd be like, I do. And I am. I'm at NYU and I'm studying there.
You and your sister.
I remember when you go, we're singing Manana, and you go, you think you're smarter than Oprah? And I go, I know I'm smarter than Oprah.
I said, I'm going to stay in your life. Didn't I tell you I'm going to stay around? Because I'm going to be here your whole life.
You go, maybe 10 years from now, we're still going to be friends. You're going to see how different you are. And it's exactly what happened.
Exactly. And you're going to apologize for being so young and think you know. Yes. I'll be here in another 10 like this. What did I say 10 years ago?
I mean, you're the worst friend. You let her date Kurt Metzger for 9 years.
Yeah. Love.
She's an adult. She's
one time,
an adult.
Me and Cameron was hanging out. Remember when I scared the shit out of your pops?
Yes. Oh, okay. So we're up. This is after my shift. It's like the middle of the night. My dad had just pulled up to McDougal Street to pick me up because I was a student, so he was taking me
in a
me
village.
Home.
West
like,
Village.
Came into the city.
Would he drive for
the
Comedy Cellar to drive you to your house?
Yes. Oh, he doesn't do it anymore. But
that is
like,
the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I was such a spoiled idiot. So he pulls up. Okay, but
can't even get my dad to come to one of my shows.
But me and Shradi had been sitting there doing blow like for a half hour.
Oh my God. This is my old life, though.
This was 10 years ago, but in like an alley.
It
like,
was fun, though.
You were so skinny, Sherrod. It was
Dick was still fat.
You were so fat.
I'll take everything back to that.
So my dad pulls up, and Sherrod, you walk me to the car, right?
Yes.
My dad's like, I'm here.
What's up, Mr. White Man Father?
My dad had
hey, Whitey Dad!
His dream come true, I'm sure.
Yeah. My dad was so horrified that I rolled up with a big black
big
man.
Black
How
man.
You doing, Mr. White Man, sir?
Your father in that moment was like, Father God, what did I do to deserve this?
He's like, I lost the battle, Father.
Was horrible with her dad.
Sherrod was so charming. Yeah. He's like, Mr. Margolis, it's so nice to meet you. Like, shakes his hand.
I'm
really
the best.
Charming and
parents
sweet.
Love me. All parents
You're
love
the black
me,
exception.
Always.
My dad had to hold back so much racism. It was just one of the funnest moments of my life. And I was so wired. And I also wasn't good at like being chill about it. So I was just talking a mile a minute. Like it was so obvious you'd just been feeding me drugs.
I hope you're not I hope you're not chill about being high on coke in front of your dad ever, by the way.
You know, well, I thought Father did a bump. It was so chill at night.
Oh my God.
One time I helped when she moved out of that place, Sean, this was a while back. Yeah. So I helped her dad move some shit out, right?
There.
Yeah.
She has a dresser, so I'm taking stuff out of her room. You remember her roommate, right?
Which one? I do remember. Yeah.
Do we say her name?
I forget her name.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, right? Yes, I remember. Yeah.
So it was a roommate, Jackie. So
she didn't. Okay.
I'm moving this dresser. This
don't drawer. Say it. We'll take the name out.
It's nothing bad about her. It's something I did. It's just I blame. So we're pulling the dresser out, and her dresser door falls open with all these DVDs of porns that we used to watch. They're all like anal pain something.
I'm sure Karen picked them out.
Yes, she did. Ask her.
I was cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And by cool, they actively said, get that. I'm moving this dresser out of a room where they're dead. This thing just falls open.
With her father?
In the living room. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Falls open. All these porno DVDs come out, right?
You had to blame it on
didn't
a
even skip a beat. I go, oh, Jackie's a pig. And he goes, yeah, I'm well acquainted with Jackie. Didn't even question it.
He's like, I actually butt fucked her. That's so weird.
Yeah. He actually recognized one of the movies that was his, the character.
Dude, I so smoothly put it on her roommate.
That is brutal.
I have a story that you just reminded me of with the cocaine parent thing. So I did years ago. I came to California.
That was a good documentary, Cocaine Parents.
I came to California years ago for a party. That's what my life was like. And I or went to California. We're not in California. I went to California and I was at a party where there were a few celebrities. One of them was a celebrity. I can't remember her name. A celebrity athlete.
Okay.
And we went into a hotel
black
room.
Or white.
I can't tell you.
Mulatto.
Let's just say, yeah, she's both, but she's not. But so she does coke. We do lines of coke together. And she goes, oh my God, it's the first time I've ever done coke. My dad never let me do coke. She's one of those, like, coached by her dad.
Right.
And I was like, do you think the rest of our dads were like, you don't have to play a sport because all you need to do right now is do all of this cocaine. It's so much better if I say your name, but I can't do it.
It's weird. Why would she say my father wouldn't let me do it? Like, her father had cocaine?
No, like, she's like, my dad never let me do anything. Like, she was like, I've never lived. Like, it was like her first party.
Who is the dumbest athlete that
imagine
I know?
Imagine growing up and not having your mom lovingly teach you how to cut lines.
Sure.
I remember
classic American memory.
What
happened?
I know who it is.
Who is it?
Oh, that's good.
Don't say it,
I'm not
going to
say it.
Like,
I'm not. Am I that guy? I'm not that guy. I've been in media for a long time. I don't fucking blow up niggas' spots. It was Billie Jean King. Anyway.
I was getting distracted.
By what?
We'll just bleep the fucking thing. It doesn't matter.
What are you talking about? The roommate thing?
Yeah.
Will you stop? She don't listen to this show.
She don't listen. Number one, she doesn't listen. It's a thing I said. It's not a mean story about her. I said a thing.
Yeah.
I said I blame something on it. It's nothing.
And it's not her legal name.
Yeah. You don't listen. If you don't support
and fuck her too.
I'm not worried about it.
By the way, fuck her.
But it's true. But like,
her legal name is
animal. She was an animal, and she was so gross and awful. And that's why I'm like,
she was gross. Well, I mean,
you're making it worse.
Yeah, leave it alone.
But when he said her name, I was like, she's so terrible.
I was just saying a thing I did that was through no fault of her own.
It's okay. This isn't gonna get back to her.
Yeah, fuck her. Seriously, fuck her. I like fuck her.
Listen, drugs are bad. I don't want to be here talk about drugs, whiteys.
What? Who's listening that you're doing this for?
My mother died in December. Drugs are high.
That's an A&E show coming out June 6th.
What?
Ebony had a bad experience with drugs back in high school.
What?
No.
I had a bad experience with drugs in my family.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Oh, geez.
We all did. We all have. I had a couple of bad experiences in my family.
Yeah, my dad used to steal my weed.
I had a cousin who wouldn't share.
Sorry.
Did you have a real thing?
I stepped on it.
Yeah, I had a couple of real things. Like one of my close cousins, crack.
Okay.
You know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the worst one.
I didn't have any crack ones.
We're so opposite. I was like, it's the best
you had
one.
Meth.
Like, it's the
you had meth ones?
No, no. Well, not that I know of. All alcohol.
But we can tell just by
my family.
Yeah. Alcohol is a motherfucker because alcohol is available everywhere.
Right.
So it might be the hardest one to break.
Alcohol is such a part of the culture. I quit drinking 8 years ago and it's like, everyone's go for a drink constantly.
Yeah, nobody's offering coke or meth
into
your
face. I don't enjoy it
at
all anymore, dude. I drink it. I don't enjoy it.
But some people get, first of all, a lot of people get involved in any type, like drinking and all that shit way too early in life.
I love drugs. I just don't like alcohol.
Not me. 13. I was an old one. I was fucking dudes on waterbeds drinking. I was
fucking
old.
That's the Philly way.
What the hell is happening in Philadelphia?
Party. 14-year-old parties.
Yeah. Were you banging at 14?
Yeah, on a waterbed in this guy's parents' basement.
How old was he?
He was 16.
Now, in contrast, by the way, to your thing of buying yourself a gift, so you could say,
Ebony just wanted to throw a Bible at Anne.
Just a contrast their upbringings. Annie's very different.
Heathen!
Annie knows she doesn't deserve those gifts. She knows. She has a necklace that says pig on it.
It was on Valentine's Day that I lost my virginity, and he gave me 4 roses. I was like, that's so weird. Like, in tinfoil, and I went upstairs, and his mom's bouquet was missing 4 roses.
Oh, my God.
He stole from his mom's bouquet.
That's awesome.
And it worked.
And he banged me painfully on his waterbed. Nice. He had, like, penthouse, like, spread pussy pictures all over his wall. Oh. He hung Tommy Hilfiger shirts. He was white. He hung his Tommy Hilfiger shirts like they were artwork. And DMX was playing.
Listen, doesn't
no, it was not DMX playing.
Of course it was. How's It Going Down is my fucking jizz song.
Wait, this is the depressing thing with Annie. Shy. Like, we're laughing about it now, but this is still her current life. This, like, it's not.
Yeah.
She's not even a little bit. I'm like, Annie, you could just, like, maybe do. No, that's what happened.
No, my boyfriend's recovering. He's a recovering wigger.
Oh, he's not.
He's a recovering. What, he's a white boy?
He's gone whiter.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Where is he from? Jersey? Yeah.
Who's he voting for?
It's a hotbed.
That's a Negro hotbed.
He's not voting, and you know it.
He's not going to vote.
Yeah, why are you even going to say your option for him?
He likes...
Doesn't sound like a guy who's involved in stuff.
Well, he's a skater, and they made a Bernie shirt. Like, this.
He's a skater now?
He's a rollerblader.
He's like a, you know what he's like, a Rob Dyrdek? I don't know him, actually.
Wow.
He does rollerblading.
You know, every time I come here,
it's like...
Yeah.
This ain't no O'Reilly. Yeah.
We ain't got no more chicken bags.
Ooh, you good people.
14, so that's when you lost your virginity, though? 14?
14. I went to a school for juvenile delinquents, so we're all bad. Everyone was. I was like late for my. I was like the last one to lose my virginity.
So what? Pregnancy scares must have started early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were real scary.
Dude, I have no. See all that Jehovah shit. Scary. I don't regret one bit. Like, I never.
Because you escaped all that early.
Me and my sister would have never been in a situation like that ever. Yeah, not we weren't allowed to go do that
me
shit.
Either. Not at 14.
And I wouldn't have snuck out and done it. It wouldn't even occur to me.
I would have snuck out.
By the way, I was always in trouble. And I know she was like that. I was always in trouble for, like, nothing. Like, you're like, I was a bad kid, but I don't know, I'm a bad kid, but I hadn't really done shit.
It was fucking trouble.
It was always nonsense. I was never in trouble for terrible things I did. Horrible things.
Because you were a virgin until him, is that right?
Yeah, and I was just such a good kid. Like, that's I did good. My homework, and I didn't go out, and I didn't date boys, and I didn't party, and I was always being punished.
Was this your first boyfriend?
Yeah, first and only.
Well, she did have a neck or a back brace. Let's also add that.
Oh,
in.
I had a back brace in high school.
Yeah, she was dorking it out.
It was like you physically couldn't fuck her. You would have to, like, remove things and you'd have to position her in a way.
She used to be a man, so that's an issue.
But she took care of that, so it's all good.
They took it off with the
not
brace.
Not as much as you'd think.
We used to sneak out and do fucked up shit. It is crazy I'm alive. We would sneak out. We would meet guys, like, at the mall that were, like, 19, and we'd lie and say we were 16, and they would come pick us up, and we would go, like,
who are going, we? Who's this we you talking about?
Just her me trash and my bad friends. My, like, trashy friends that all definitely had kids.
Where were your parents?
Yeah, that's what
no, like now, like tonight. Where are your
they
parents?
They were asleep. I snuck out. They were asleep. They were asleep. But they were very, like...
My mom was woke as hell.
Yeah, my mom, I couldn't leave the house.
My fucking mom was like, where the hell you think you're going?
Dude, my mother found me everywhere I went. She found me. I don't know how the fuck she did it. She was just... I was in the woods one time. My mother walked out of the woods.
Oh, my God. My mom used to do that, too. So, okay, one time I went to my friend Amy's house after a basketball game after I came home, like, freshman year of college.
Yeah.
And my mom, for some reason, had heard a voicemail on the home answering machine days before and got it in her basketball coach. Anyway, so she drove to town.
Like, from the voice that she heard?
Yeah. Wow. She thought it was, like, the basketball coach. And she drove to town, and my car was, like, parked behind Amy's house, and my mom didn't see it. And when I got home, both my parents were standing there, and they're like, how long have you been sleeping with Coach Morning? And I was like, what?
What?
I was like, what?
What?
Yeah. They got it. They got this. They developed this entire
That's
theory.
That's awesome.
First of all.
That good for them. They should write it.
That's so great.
They committed to it so hard. And I was like, I never even talked to him. And then my dad, the next day, they were like, okay, whatever. The next day, I was like using AOL Instant Messenger and talking to my college friends on the computer at home or something. And my dad comes into the room and he goes, you know, Aaron, John Mellencamp said...
Oh my God!
This is getting wetter and
young
wetter.
And we are improving.
I can't relate. I can't relate to any of this.
Oh my God!
And he was like, "Don't waste your time on people who aren't young and improving." And I'm like, "Dad, I don't know what you're talking. I'm not." Oh my God!
Her father had such a hard cry that night.
What a
that his little girl was getting held down to a fucking dirty gym mat.
I was
by Coach Touch That's Everything.
He was pulling down his mesh shorts. But meanwhile, I'm in Philly, sneaking out of my house. I got picked up by these dudes, and they took us to.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you come from privilege, economically speaking? A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's the difference.
What's
right?
the difference?
Broke people can't afford this lifestyle.
Okay.
My mother, no, what? Dead serious.
A
my mother.
Pig necklace?
No.
She's not talking about me now.
I'm being dead serious. Yeah, because my mother looked at me as a representation of an investment.
Right.
You got to watch your money. Like, for real. So it was very important to her that I procured in a particular way for her financial benefit.
Well, this is how I judge my level of privilege, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What age were you when you realize that you have to buy your own condiments?
Condiments?
Like ketchup?
Which, by the way, I stay at Kurt's house a lot. Yeah. He still has not reached that place.
I haven't had ketchup for 4 years.
He has never bought a condiment.
I honestly thought it came with...
You can tell.
I thought it came with my house.
You can tell a lot about a person if you say, hey, can I get some ketchup at the house? And they come out with packets.
Oh, yeah, packets. Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is a child I'm dealing with.
That's my house right now.
I have a ketchup packet at Kurt's house.
Can I tell you something?
I have one ketchup packet at Kurt's house.
How about you show up at my house? Can I tell you something? I am waiting to save for a better apartment to get soy sauce. Like, I'm hoping to get an apartment.
You guys
comes
are laughing, but
sauce.
I'm dead serious. You came to my house right now, you're going to get a packet. My mother used to manage fast food restaurants, so that's what we had. And I'm being very serious. Like, I really think for her, being so in tune to my life was a protection.
Now, was it
of her
overwhelming
investment.
At times? Was she a helicopter mom?
What do you think? I call her a black tiger mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course
a
she was.
A panther mom?
that would have been very cool.
Or a jaguar mom. Here's your dark cat you can
just pick. A tiger. Just a tiger mom. No, it was no bullshit.
Are you the only child? No.
I am.
You are? See, that's it.
Very
that's it, too.
But she could have had five more like
you
me.
You don't have to gift wrap things to yourself. You know you deserve it already.
No.
As an only child.
No.
Being an only child always says
no. I had a twin brother and a brother that was 3 years older, so my mom was like fucking totally overwhelmed. My dad worked all the time, so she was just like completely like over. Like,
well, my mother was by herself, so it was just her.
Okay, your life was harder than mine. We've already
saying that. I'm just saying she overwhelmed. I mean, that was it. I was her. You know, she was rolling the dice on me.
Right.
Annie's mom was whelmed by her.
but it's
not overwhelmed, just whelmed.
Just a run-of-the-mill whelm.
Like, there was some like ignorance they had. This very like it was like they believed that I wasn't going to do the wrong thing, and I was like, I'm always going to do.
Were they playing dumb
the wrong thing
on purpose?
Yo. No, but like they would. No, they were dumb. Like I would go out. I would sneak out with these dudes. This one
Your brothers
time,
were older.
I had a twin brother and an older brother, but they were good. I mean, they were, like, good compared
to
me.
So maybe they just wrote this one off. Parents do that, too. It's like, hey, this is our fuck-up.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
if
you didn't have
afford,
that, you didn't have that luxury because you was
correct.
The only child.
She couldn't afford
to
have anything else
they're looking to fucking
to
make
succeed.
Money and, and pay for everything.
You know what? Fucking early fucks you up.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does, for sure.
Mm. Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I think I was ready. Up. I think I was ready at 14.
No, she's probably ripe on the tree.
She was already messing up that.
This piece of fucking meaty laborer offspring.
I remember
this Eastern European fucking fire hydrant.
She should be pulling a plow right now.
I snuck out with these dudes. They picked me and my friend up. We go into the city, and we go in through the window to this house. We go to a pool. They roll us blunts, give us 40s. We're getting all fucked
How
up
old was this? 14?
14.
White kids.
We told them we were 16.
I'm like, it is crazy to me.
I wouldn't allow you to do that.
We told them we were
16. I don't know what about.
They drive. They, you know, we're getting out of the house. We're going through the
like
window.
It's like a stereotype, but I never hear of these stories with black kids.
You know, not this show. Dude, not this show.
Keith
Robinson personally bragged to me he lost his virginity at 12.
Yeah, listen. But Keith Robinson was 12 in 1919.
Listen, if you're trash, you're trash. You didn't grow up in, like, the trash
part.
But she's not
trash.
Who's telling... Read this necklace.
No, I just asked this woman.
I actually designed it myself.
That she gifted herself.
She is not trash. She just said she grew up. pig. Upper middle class. She's good.
I said middle class, but also
middle class.
But
yeah, she's not trash.
If you can't be middle class in
trash.
Philly,
mindset.
Listen, you can work at Popeyes and be middle class in Philly.
Oh yeah, listen, you can be upper middle class trash. Trash ain't got an economic fucking stature. Yeah.
But anyway, so
everybody can be trashy.
We leave this house. We go out the window again. I go, why are we going through the window? Like, none of us live here. We just broke into this house.
Oh my god.
Brandon, we were being so loud. I'm like, why are we being so loud?
Is this the scene from the movie Kids?
So then the one I'm okay with, I didn't fuck him, but I was like, it was our first time.
I guess condoms is out of the question.
So listen, I'm allergic. But anyway, so I didn't bang him.
Are you allergic
to
AIDS? I mean, what was
apparently.
Magic Johnson is.
No, I used condoms in high school.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But anyway, so this guy, they drop us off and we're going to hang out with them the next night. I'm staying at my friend's house where I can get out.
Right.
Easier without getting caught. So they come to pick me up at my friend's house and my friend is fucking rich, okay? Like, this girl is rich as shit. Her dad's like a brain surgeon.
Nice.
They're in this really fancy neighborhood. My friend's an idiot, gets the wrong house, and they just walk in the front door of someone else's house and get picked up for burglary. So they pick all these dudes we're hooking up with.
Oh my God.
This motherfucker that I was hooking up with had a warrant out for his arrest for homicide.
What?
The murderer. Like, this is divine motherfucking intervention that they got picked up.
He was had a warrant out for homicide.
For a homicide.
You're 14.
The other
By the way, why wasn't Annie? This all should have been taking place in Florida, doesn't it?
Yes.
How
old was he?
The Florida of the North.
How old was he?
He was like anywhere from 19 to 23.
And you were 14.
Yeah, but
that's your first clue that this guy's a loser.
I said I was 16.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So at least she's a slut too. So it meets his pervert right in the middle.
You know all that thing of like, you know, like blaming the victim, and you're gonna like, you can blame the victim.
You can blame the victim. Yeah, yeah.
I was a child, Kurt.
No.
Yeah, you said you weren't on purpose. Yeah.
That's why you got to keep an eye on your kids.
But one time I came home from one of those nights.
I can't.
No, your parents are supposed to protect you.
But she turned into a success, though. She had a TV show.
It's not even saying that she didn't.
But this was
beyond my comprehension.
This is what needed for comedy. This is where art comes from. Fucking some type of fucking mess. And some type of fucking...
Dude, I don't want to talk to Will and Justin.
My friends are all fucking dead. So it doesn't matter where you come from.
Are they addicts?
From heroin and from one of my friends, the one that... that lived in that house where their dad, a brain surgeon.
Oh, yeah.
She got into the Russian mafia and was shot in the head. They found her. She was on the run for 7 years, and they found her
crazy,
shot in a fucking car.
See, by the way,
rental car. She had assumed different identities for 7 years.
You know what? The whole privilege.
She was a drug queenpin.
That whole privilege shit, by the way.
You can choose to be garbage.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I
like,
loved her, by the way.
It's not choosing. Like, not garbage. People think privilege is all wealth or race or something. It's not like having parents that fucking are there.
Care. That's a fucking
privilege. That's a privilege.
That's
how you're not privileged.
But my parents also love me a lot, and I have a really good relationship with them now. Yeah. So it's like, it's hard to
understand. That's big of you. But all parents ain't great parents. It ain't no book. It ain't no.
Right.
Everything. Great parents, and sometimes
it's not all fucking.
And all kids need different things.
Yeah, and they can also be good parents to you at different phases in your life. Like if you had parents that were like maybe not great when you were younger, but turned over a new leaf.
Well, I was like verbally abused. Like, I know people get hit and
like
I
verbally abused. Like what? Like what?
Like I got called a cunt and stuff, and called selfish a lot when I was like really little.
You seem pretty selfish.
I mean, I think you live into it.
But were you selfish?
No, you do. I agree. Yeah,
which came first?
I got all of it. Though I got all beatings and. Like
yeah, I didn't get the hit.
But did you get beatings when you deserve beatings?
The ones I deserved, I'm not
mad
about.
No, you said that
I know
you
the
weren't,
ones I deserved.
You said you weren't that bad.
Yeah, and that's what made
and
me
got
upset.
Beating. Yeah,
yeah, because his bad was Jehovah bad, not like real kid bad. It's like whatever.
You know what? Yeah. It wasn't even that. It was whatever my mother's fucking moods were that day. Mm-hmm. If she don't feel secure, you're not going to feel secure.
Yeah,
so nobody can relax ever. You never can relax.
Yeah, I got beat for really ridiculous stuff like bees.
No, you didn't.
No, that's dude. That was the joke I say.
I got beat for bees. Absolutely.
I got a shirt whipped
what
off
is going
me.
On?
My mom beat a shirt off me with a belt.
I got beat wet at the shower for a bee.
That's a wet.
Still a hot story though. Bad. Still a sexy
Will
story.
You please
God
turn
was,
down the.
I was eight. Sure.
Don't make it sexier. Don't make it sexier.
Hold on. You got a
sketch.
We have to have a collection of Ebony's greatest hits. Every line has been a pornographic line.
Lacey K. Barr say what?
You got beat soon as you came out the shower.
Soon as I was. I know. It was us. Expecting beat. It was like
no. That was the setup.
Yeah, she set you up.
Yeah, she set me up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She knew you was going there. She was like, I'm going to wait till this little bitch come out the shower. Go talk to me any kind of way. Go talk to me like she wants
to talk to. Just thinking you go get an 86.
No, I got everything. Same exact thing. I got a C in math.
You know that's a problem, though, right?
No, it was abuse. I mean, it absolutely was.
My mom wrote my papers for me.
Well, all of them. I would not have graduated.
Did you know, by the way,
that gave you plenty of time to hang out with homicide.
Well, it took me 8 years to graduate from college. I eventually did it.
Well, for the record,
that's good.
For the record, even tigers would look at that and be like, come on, man. That's
the Japanese moms are like, come on, Gloria. Jungle. That's a bit much. It's a bit much.
Oh, but listen, my parents, Shirai, this just reminded me because we got in those. Remember when Ann Coulter was here?
Yeah. What's the last time?
Yeah, because her book, Adios America, she's talking about the peasant culture.
Right.
Because that's all the shit I see now about, like, the immigrants come and they, like, there's the phrase, their stomachs are here, but their hearts are in Mexico. Meaning they're not, like, and
that very, loyal.
Because this is, my parent family had, like, had class to them for whatever, abusive or whatever. They had class. So they really tried
with
us.
Where'd your people come from?
They're from Ohio, like, Cleveland area.
Via what?
I grew up in Jersey.
Like, via where your parents come from, like, before
Iowa. Where are your people from? Thank you. Where are your people from?
Oh, what's their persuasion? German, Russian, and Italian, Slovenian.
All the really mean, horrible ones.
My dad's side is, like, a river runs through it kind of people. Okay. And then my mom's side.
Brad Pitt? Is like, he's descended directly
from them. Okay, thank you.
My mom's side is, like, ethnic, hit each other, miserable Catholic people. So
I give them veal.
What's the matter with you? So fucking
okay.
Yeah, so but they really tried to make sure they didn't want us talking in Jersey. Like I remember them giving us a little speech when we moved to Jersey.
They did not
I don't want you picking up that jersey which I have so totally thick now.
Can't
it's
shake
not
it.
Even Jersey, it's just garbage. Like people from one of three places.
Kurt's from
I don't have South Jersey.
Ebony,
I have
Kurt's from the kind of people who have to come to America to be considered white.
To access to tap into their white privilege.
That's just so room.
I understand.
That's the room in here.
I understand.
So just know that's the room.
We weren't white until we
step
got
into
here.
Your way. Privilege not in this room. I understand.
So but anyway, what I'm saying is
thank you for that clarification.
They were vehement that you're not from Jersey and you're not gonna and guess what? I'm New Jersey.
Yeah.
So that's all the fucking maybe their fucking hearts are Mexico. Their kids are going to be American no matter what.
Yes.
Because that's what. And if they were like, you will hate America. If their parents said, they're going to fucking love it because that's what kids
that's what
do.
Say, yes.
So that's why you're fucking stupid if you're like illegal immigration is going to change
generation.
Our face of our country.
You're one generation from it.
Everybody likes the same shit, and it just changed one generation. That's
one
it.
Generation. That's all.
It's fine.
I ain't going back to that dirty ass country. That's
it's
all.
It's not
I'm
a fucking
say.
Genocide.
And that could be any country: Mexico, Yugoslavia. Everybody's fucking kids don't want to go back. Where you from?
No, it's still sticking in my craw.
Got no PS3s, bitch.
That's super interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
I feel like
I know you much better.
Yeah.
Well, you could know me even better if you
No, I think that this lovely young lady right here knows
that's
you.
That's a whole story, too.
Well enough for the both of us.
She's cool. She's cool.
She's down. Dog.
Is that she knows enough for the both of us.
It's what you call a fairy tale romance.
For who?
Not my mother. I love telling my mother shit that I just stopped because she got hip to it, but
what?
Just all the shit I do that she wouldn't approve of.
Oh, now?
Just in my adult life.
Is she
life.
Still in a Jehovah church? Like deep in?
Yeah, but she always did.
Why
it to
does she
her
not
degree.
Excommunicate you then? Why how does she
can
still
she can't leave her kids. My mom can't. Listen, that's why I wasn't afraid to leave. That's why you're dumb if you're like, my parents will never talk to me. It's a punishment for them not to talk to you.
Yeah, what's the punishment?
They got to be hardcore foreigners to cut you off like that. If they're American, they can't do it.
Right.
So don't worry about it.
What
do
if
your
you're
own
gay
way.
And Jehovah's Witness? What happens? Are you allowed to be
my
gay?
Mother could have never abandoned her kids. It don't matter what anything says. She just doesn't have it in her to do it. So it don't matter. So she didn't talk to me for 2 months when I left, and then we're talking again.
I just got a text from your mother. Hold up. she said, tell Kurt to say, fuck off, and he's not my son anymore. But, all
but,
caps.
But I would, no, she got smart. She knew what I was up to because I would tell her shit. Because I told you that one of my favorite things she ever said to me. We were in the car going to the dentist, and she goes, so how's Karen's little black friend? You know, she has that. She has that Ohio accent. Okay. So this is before we all, but this is even before we all started fucking. There was no plans at this point. And I go, pretty good. We're probably going to have a three-way pretty soon. I would casually always say it to her.
Right.
And she just got like quiet. Okay. And then she goes, Kurt. That's called triage.
Ah, your mother's a freak. She got all French on you.
She's like, it's one of my Google words.
She thinks I'm triaging.
Triage. Poor thing. She thinks you're helping a wounded fucking Civil War soldiers.
My mom doesn't know what stuff is.
She put a fucking bondage on fucking Civil War heads.
Yeah.
Does your mom like Karen? Does she approve of Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
we get like she's just like the best. She's like my mom.
She says stuff to Karen like, "I wish you were my kid." Yeah. So yeah, I think yeah, she likes
my mom's. You met
my mom. My mom's like,
my mother's great. A sweet lady,
her child kind of person.
And two, you and your dumb brother, y'all big goofs came out of her fucking vagina destroying shit. That poor lady been through enough.
I got her a big screen TV
for that.
You and
your big goofy brother coming out of fucking. She can do whatever
Which is
she
the
wants.
Same size
I told
as
you.
Pussy after.
She said it felt like giving birth to a fully dressed Thanksgiving turkey. 15 pound baby.
Were you 15 pounds?
Yeah, 9 pounds was cock.
Did you come out dick first? Did they have to pull you for your dick out of that?
They had to pull me by my dick.
We got a leg.
It's not quite it's not a breech birth. What's it called?
His leg is veiny. It's a shoe on it. What? It's laced up. Why is it laced? Oh man, I felt so
talking
good.
Talking about our dicks.
Well, that's what we always end up at.
Our dicks and our mom's pussies.
This has been a very dick. The last two episodes have been very dick focused.
Sorry, Abby, welcome back. Your eyes went.
I'll tell you why. Because last episode, we had Amy.
You talk.
We had Amy and Dana here. Right? And we got a whole dick conversation.
Amy Miller. Amy Miller was great.
Right? Here's your look. Aaron did not look.
I did not look.
Here's your look. Mark Normand. And Amy looked.
Oh.
And I wouldn't even be pulling it out. The way that all happened was when I said to you, they've been making Magnums smaller now.
Oh, yeah.
Which, am I right or wrong about that?
They definitely do that. That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
And not, Aaron's not like this, but Dana, who I could see is like an insecure type, and all Amy, they have to like. She threw out there like, your dick. Like, I was just having a conversation about condoms.
She's just Seattle. Right. It's only so many
upset.
Big dicks out there.
I know, but it's not like a thing. I'm not like trying, we're talking about a thing. So that's the only reason why the picture came out.
Yeah.
And then when I gave it to her, this is kind of funny. She said it looked like it had shoulders and too small of a top.
That was pretty fucking funny. Penis with shoulders.
Yeah, I definitely had a boyfriend with a
toothpaste
dick that
cap
was not
on it.
Giant who used to wear Magnums. And I remember like reading, we're like at a party and I was just reading the back of the Magnums and it says it will conform to fit.
Don't worry. Don't
conform
worry.
To
It'll
fit.
Conform.
At the bottom or something.
You in a bathroom like this, conform! Conform to fit!
Here's the bottom line. They fucking suck.
What?
I'd rather.
Magnum's not the best condom.
No. Oh, yeah, they're not.
No. Don't even believe that that's the best for anybody's pleasure.
I just meant condoms suck.
I got to use Skins. Those are the only ones I can use.
Right, and she
means
Skins.
Oh, that's the only one you can use, Miss Fancy Pants?
Well, my balls will drop if not.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has you've heard of that, right? An allergy to latex?
Oh, you're allergic to the latexies?
Right.
You haven't used that abstractive.
Yeah, I used the Skins before, but they always make me feel like I'm fucking a gyro.
Yeah. It is like.
Thank you. That's the local scene.
It is a shawarma meat.
It's from the local scene.
It's from local comic Dove Davidoff.
I feel like I'm fucking a roti. Am I right, Cable? goat roti. Flatbush. That's a mess.
Oh, we gotta take a break soon.
I don't like wrapping my dick in anything that I'm not familiar with. Like, usually use.
Let me know what I couldn't use, dude. We got them for free at Moon Tower, which is, by the way, a weird gift because there were female
comics.
Because
it's college.
Oh, they
got flashlights.
Oh,
no, we got fleshlights.
Oh, the fleshlights.
At Moon Tower.
I didn't get a fleshlight.
Or was it Montreal or Moon Tower?
I don't know about the fleshlight, man.
I'll tell you about it. It's fucking despicable.
I fucked one before. And it's awful. And then you gotta clean it. It's like, what's the fun in that?
I never felt bad about jerking off. Shrod, never.
Ebony, what do you think about O'Reilly? Would he use a fleshlight?
I know he would. He's a dildo man.
No question.
That's the recordings.
He recommends
dildo.
You're right. He did say that.
I know. No good on him.
With his producer, when he got caught in the producer, when he was calling the producer late night.
Yeah.
And he said,
he said you should get a vibrator.
I love those. That is really so exciting. Those sort of scandals.
He said he wanted to wash it with the falafel. I think he mixed up falafel and loofah.
And then Oh, she can't talk about it. Look at Ebony. Got to go all quiet and wait for the mic.
He did that.
Yeah, who don't know the difference between a loofah and a falafel? You fucking loser.
Someone who never pays or doesn't have any Middle Eastern friends.
Let me get a loofah with extra white sauce. You got the white sauce? You fucking animal.
Yeah. Who's threatened? Is that still a thing of being threatened by dildos?
What do you mean threatened by it?
You know, like that fucking.
Oh, that
you never know, dudes like
the guy in Australia. The prime minister got hit in the face with one. The lady in the
movie. No, that's hysterical.
Some of the greatest footage.
Well, remember in this is a while ago, but it was in Korea or somewhere. They just made it illegal import Western dildos
because it was so.
Because their Western dicks are too big.
But so dildos
like,
you know,
like,
big?
These guys are like, I don't want.
Black man too boku. Black man too boku.
Yeah, but so they weren't allowed.
Nobody?
Yeah, some older Full Metal Jacket.
There you go.
What are you talking about?
Black man too boku. No. I'll tell you this, young lady.
It was pure black snake.
Mississippi black snake, but ain't too damn boku.
So you just say it's small?
That was like a brilliant scene.
Dude,
you remember that?
Full Metal Jacket? Full Metal Jacket.
There
Full
we go.
Metal Jacket.
Ebony, this ain't, she ain't used to this like going off.
I mean, I'm just wondering if we're just going to sit here and live right into this stereotype, right?
What's the stereotype? That we sexy people?
That we're healthy.
Oh, that Kurt has a big one?
Healthy open conversations.
A black man thing or whatever.
What's a black man thing?
A penis? Kurt big penis?
A giant dick.
No, Kurt got a big dick too. We've been in the same room playing swords.
Is that
true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just were going with that.
It's all right.
It's all right. Yeah, Karen said it's all right.
Oh, it's all right. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a problem, yeah.
Oh, is it really?
It's a
really
problem
big
dick.
I love him. You see the size dick of me. I lost my virginity to him, and it was like, it's not like, boom, you lose your virginity, and all of a sudden you're great at fucking, and everything's perfect.
Yeah. You have
it
to
takes
do
a while it takes for time your to get organs used to shift to around a giant penis.
You have to do a porn parody.
That's true. No, that's true.
You have to do a porn parody of problem child with problem dick.
She just said her organs had to shift.
Kidney's got to spin a path.
My kidneys had to move up higher.
My kidneys yelled out, hit that nigga, come again. Move,
make
Ray.
Make your tits
look
bigger.
It pushed my tits out.
I had no idea what women go through. Their organs have to shift.
My kidneys are Ramon and Ray. And he's like, hit that nigga, come again. Move, Ray. Slide to the left.
My kidneys and his balls know each other.
See, it's not a black thing.
Hey, the guys
it's
are
a race
over
horse thing.
Get in here.
Horse scumbags, all of them.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? This is like, by the way, this is how we talk nonstop. And I was just reading about, remember Dongle Gate? Where the guy, some tech conference made a joke about like forking your dongle or something, and somebody it became a whole thing.
Really,
John Monson?
It was a woman sitting nearby tweeted about like tech bros are doing this and it's offensive.
It was
and
a tech conference.
Yeah,
they're talking about dongles.
Well, dongle's a tech word for
what
something.
A dongle?
Yeah. It's a dongle cord. You know the dongle cord?
Funny
it's
word.
A funny word, but it's a dongle cord. It's something you put on
and
your
they
computer.
Said
that's
forking.
That's a true thing. It's always laugh when I say it. Whenever I got to use
but
one,
that's what happened, right?
It's called
like,
a dongle cord.
A woman tweeted about the joke, and the men faced repercussions. And then people were like, wait a minute. Like, why did these guys get fired over this? And then she faced repercussions.
She
so
got
it was
attacked hard.
Everybody lost. It was a lose-lose-lose
She got
situation.
That dongle in the end, didn't she?
And then she got fired from her job at the very end. But anyway, just the thing at the heart of it, this guy, these two dorks went, hey, who's forking your dongle? And then
and somebody got pissed over that?
And I'm just like, this is the last 20 minutes of what we've been talking about here. Like, she would just have go into a coma if she walked in this room.
Ebony's going to ruin our lives.
No.
Ebony's
just Ebony's not with that.
I'm not. I'm like,
that's one little edge right wing when it comes to that.
They're Ebony's just, family, yo.
You know what the edge
I'm like
right
that bad cousin she can't get rid of?
The right wing.
Always smoking in the house. Yeah. Don't smoke in here. Niggas, I'm the oldest.
Are you older than me?
Yes.
Are you 40?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Jesus Christ, how old are you? You don't have to say.
We look good, though. Black
you
don't
so
crack.
Black
don't
crack.
We fine as shit.
Wait, what? How old are you, Ebony?
I know.
She didn't say her age. You don't ask a woman her age.
Yeah, listen, but I'm like
damn
for
sure don't ask
now.
No black woman her age.
No.
What is this dishonesty?
Never know.
What if
never
you,
know.
Listen,
never
if you look, know. If you look hot, it doesn't matter. You don't have to. It's, there's no reason to be dishonest about it.
I do my seven push-ups.
I am in my 30s.
But listen. But listen.
Good for you, girl.
Black don't crack, you know? But it doesn't live that long past 50, so please be careful.
That's not true.
You're right. You know
what? That's true until you adopt a more progressive lifestyle.
I gotta make sure.
I'm sure you'll be a progressive, yes.
Yes, yes,
I gotta make sure I don't Bernie Mac myself out of here.
Yeah. Please don't. Well.
The sweet 50, nigga.
We're gonna have a nice Prince Purple Rain out of our...
It's like black dudes go like this. And dead.
Dude, I always say it's like the end of Blade Runner. They just fall to one knee holding a dove. Like, my life like tears in the rain.
Oh man, we gotta come. We gotta take a break.
I can't. Oh my god.
You having fun? Ebony Williams in the house. Fox News. Yeah, we love when you're here.
I love to be here.
It's a different vibe.
It's a whole different vibe.
We like that Greta Van Susteren
in the best way.
I'm gonna bring Greta in here.
Classy, really?
Yeah, Greta Van Susteren's coming.
Wow,
what's name's coming from Imus?
Who?
Who? What's the woman in Imus?
Fuck you! I'm blacking out right now.
Not his wife.
No, not his wife. Not his wife. Fucking
Deirdre Anti-Vax.
Who was just going to Kennedy with me?
I saw that basketball episode. Team. Who was
oh
that?
My god, I'm blacking out. Oh, well.
No, not Rutgers. No, not them.
Did you say you're blacking out or blanking out?
Blacking out.
Oh, you made it racial.
I made it racial. This is the show, Karen.
Yeah, I kept wondering why I keep attracting these fucking awful tweets. I'm like, oh, our show's called Race Wars.
Shit, I'm bugging.
It's like it doesn't attract a good element.
I can't. But a couple people coming from Fox.
All right, well, that's pretty cool, man.
Greta will be fun on here.
Yeah, Kennedy's coming too.
Oh, then yeah,
that's gonna be good.
She'll let loose.
Kennedy's all right. I like Kennedy.
Kennedy's great. She got a nice dumper on it too.
Like, is that her?
Does
butt?
She?
Yeah, shit, yeah. Turtle pond.
How's
your
dump truck?
I don't know what y'all call it down there. Turtle pond?
Are you guys going to talk about the Blake Lively thing? Apparently she put on Instagram that she has a face from L.A. but an ass from Oakland. And it's being perceived as racial.
That's not racial, but it does mean said it's ghetto-approved ass. I get it.
We can talk about that during the news section.
I mean, I guess it is, but
she said that about herself.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you don't brag about it.
You don't say about yourself. That's the problem. That's
why I like
her.
She's quite
a
Mr. Mix-a-Lot. Well, let's talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Maybe she's just affirming her something. Look,
maybe she didn't say it. Maybe it was the gossip girl.
We have to break. Why do you not listen to your producers?
Because I'm
Shelby's trying to tell us something.
Stop being defiant.
I'm defiant, baby. I'm defiant. I don't need February to tell me when I's free.
Oh, Jesus.
I's free's every month. I'm producing. We're out.
You want to come?
Race Wars will be back after this.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and tune in.
Well, we're supposed back. To hit something?
I supposed to hit something? What I supposed to hit? You, nigga? I feel
like you forgot to hit Lewis, Sean.
Well, that was the Ving Mills, right?
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah. That's a good song.
I always like the middle songs.
You like the middle songs?
Yeah, the middle songs of the show. I end up getting quite a few songs from them.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know anything about music, you see? And I don't usually someone would handle that for me that I hung out with.
Yeah, that's my job, apparently.
So now that's your job, yeah.
Yeah.
I very rarely listen to music.
Well, Sean also, like, kind of seen a lot of the shit that I like, so.
Yeah, I know your vibe.
Yeah, so I could just go off his picks a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of times I have to become parasitic with someone who's into music in that way.
And learn from there.
And just grab whatever, because I don't know what I want to get.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's always weird when you like break up with someone and then they have all your music.
But my favorite,
it's really disturbing, actually.
Well, my favorite thing of Karen.
No, the worst is when you break up with someone, they have your Netflix, HBO Go, or other password.
Your mom's.
Dude, can I tell you that?
I've given my boyfriend's mom's password out to her Xfinity to so many people. Mm-hmm.
Dude,
yeah.
I'll tell you flat out. You're like, what do you like about her? I'll tell you something. Here's what I love about her.
Uh-huh.
She fucking hates music.
I hate music.
In terms of like fucking a dude in a band.
Oh,
or
just music.
Somebody invited us. Oh, really, my buddy Adam that was here, who's a good dude, invited us to go see Ziggy Marley, who I don't want to see. And she goes, I hate music.
Yeah. Music is the enemy of the skinny white girl.
I think a lot of them love music.
Do you like sports?
Music
no
love them.
Do you like sports?
I do not.
No.
Okay, no sports, no music.
I cannot.
You know,
I can't dance.
But Karen is sickly.
Karen likes nerd shit and sodomy. So we go together perfectly.
She's going to say she's perfect for you, Karen.
Yeah.
I also can't dance. I think that's what it is. I think it's because
we've
it's like
bonded
a,
over this.
Yeah, it's not the whiteness.
It's like stress.
Oh, that's why
music.
Y'all bonded.
I quote you all the time about it when you were like, if I could only dance, my life would be completely different.
I would not be a comedian. I would be living a very happy life.
I'm a big believer. I'm a big believer in if you can't dance,
you can't.
You
don't like that, you know, fly girl.
Wait, are you saying if you can't dance, you can't have sex? Good?
You can't fuck. That's why I'm a big believer in that.
That's not true. That's
I don't believe
true.
In it.
No. I'm awesome at that.
If you can't catch a beat,
what do you
mean? Cannot fuck, period.
Fuck a, what do you mean, fucking Ottoman like that fucking YouTube video? Those guys are all on the road.
So you're saying that it's people who can't dance who can really bang well.
You don't have to catch a beat to get beat.
Ebony, go to your room.
I do want to see Channing Tatum and his wife fuck. I think I just want to request that into the world.
Because they must have dancers,
the best sex.
I just
want to
see him fuck. Why do you got to bring her into it?
First of all, dancing.
She's going to ruin it with her non-movements.
Dancing's like objectively good or bad. Like fucking is such a personal thing to
you're right,
fucking.
You're right.
Right.
I don't see any connection whatsoever unless you're both dancy people.
But it just dance maybe because dancing just shows your body moving for a long period of time.
As far as turning somebody on, sure, but I don't
so
see how that affects
them. No, I'm talking about the actual motion of fucking.
I don't know what dance moves are translating into me.
The snake, the cabbage patch, the running man, the way I do it. I cabbage patch that pussy. I'm up in that motherfucker, hey. Yeah, bitch.
My signature move is the starfish. It's where you stand completely still with your arms and arms to the side.
Starfish,
and that's how I fuck.
My dance is the pillow princess. I just bring a pillow with me and hold it on my head.
Is it classic that Annie brings a neck pillow when you fuck?
All right, let's get
an airplane pillow.
Hey, guys.
Let's get into the. We got to get into the news. Let's hit the news. Louis, you ready?
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter. It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
Oh, that ass! That ass is
Ebony's
clean.
On too. She's
oh,
double
wow.
duty.
This is great. Ebony's on TV right now.
TV girl.
So Ebony's on Bill O'Reilly right now on the television in studio while she's here.
TV is so magical.
Oh my god,
that's amazing.
You look good on TV.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really
Bill
excited for.
Did you see her?
Bill's eye bags look particularly bouncy today.
Oh, poor Bill. Oh,
he
poor
seems
guy.
Nice. I would like, you know, invite him to a barbecue. I guess he seems fine.
The guy's cool about
he's
dildos.
Cool. He's a good dude.
Give him a dildo and he'll come over.
Do you remember the phone call? He's like, you should get a dildo. That's really terrific.
I did not.
My favorite thing.
Listen terrific. To that. I did
look
not
at Ab.
Wow.
Yeah, I am, but people can't listen to me looking at her.
You make the white chick next to you look old as shit. Man, wow. She look like Mrs. Well, Garrett.
Hold on.
Who is she?
Do you see
where's
that
Tootie, bitch?
That is Dr. Monica Crowley. She's great.
She a doctor?
I love Monica Crowley.
Were you talking about those 90s movie ladies that were just on the screen?
No, the chick who's sharing the desk with...
Oh.
No, she's a nice woman. She's nice.
Yeah. You know Monica.
I know Monica. I'm
she's
just
nice. Hating like, oh my goodness.
I'm just spilling some tea and taking shots. I love Monica. She's a good, woman,
News
smart.
Fox News loves a blonde woman in a red dress, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, that's CNN, actually. You look at CNN, they got the blonde woman in a red dress.
I think a blonde woman in a red dress looks just photographed.
Monica
well.
And I were doing the color block neutrals today.
I like it.
Yeah,
I was going to say neutrals
great.
On TV is bold, but you made it work.
We were doing a vanilla caramel thing.
You're both working arms, too. I'm peeping at
arms. Yeah. We're doing a vanilla caramel swirl.
Yeah.
We were happy about it.
No, Monica's the shit. I love her.
Wow.
Lots of news this week, guys.
Okay, yeah.
Certainly, we're color blocked.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I wore horizontal stripes like an idiot.
Stupid idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
There was a New York Times piece that ran this weekend where a couple reporters interviewed about 50 women that had professional and personal associations with Donald Trump. And the piece kind of painted a picture of his relationship with women like out of the public eye.
Okay.
Oh, I saw this from my...
I think I'm actually really curious what Ebony thought about the piece and what she thought about the pushback that happened after the piece. I think that'd be really interesting.
It said that he was good to women or bad to women?
Bad. He was
and look, right as we talk, Barbara, what's her name? Rez? She built the Trump Tower or whatever.
Yeah.
She's in charge of it. She's on TV.
He
wrote a book that said...
She was not a Trump fan.
He made some kind of comments about her behind the scenes.
I think he said that she liked candy. She liked her candy.
A fat joke?
Yeah, it was like a fat shaming joke.
Yeah, I'm curious what you think about it.
Absolutely. Okay, so it's very simple to me. I thought this piece was trash. I'm going to tell you why. Not because I per se believe that Trump has not said some completely inappropriate things about women, but because when your lead line for 500 words, their big open was he asked a girl to try on a bikini. She did. He said, wow. Like, that's the big reveal?
I agree with you 100%. You
know what I mean? That's whack as hell.
What a monster.
Like, oh, my God. You know with his head.
But in fairness, there was a job babysitting his kids.
Now. Yeah, I mean,
they were at a daycare.
Listen, Woody Allen did it to his daughter. And they're giving Trump more shit to some bitch.
Woody Allen is not running for president.
No. But I thought that was trash.
But why can't you actually a woman to put on a bikini and she put it on. I don't get that.
Fine. And especially at the time, here's the thing.
I don't understand why that's wrong.
Maybe it's because I'm from the South. I don't know.
I think probably.
But I think probably. I think that when some women are completely okay with one of their leading attributes being their body.
Yeah.
You know, and this
I'm one of those women.
And I see why.
Only a peek.
But this chick, she went on to date Trump for long time. Yeah. She said nothing but good things.
Ridiculous.
That was a dumbass lead, in
it's
my
like,
opinion.
If he was like sexually harassing you, first of all, why would you put it on? Second of all, why would you not be say something about it right when it happened? Third of all, why the fuck are you dating him? And if he was a monster to you.
And I hated the story because sexual harassment's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. So it plagues many women. I've represented clients in sexual... I talked about this last time I was here.
That's
some of the attorneys I've worked for that it's like, whoa, buddy. So that was such a whack, lame attempt to frame a sexual harassment claim around. Right. It really undermined the credibility of the time.
Agreed.
I was talking about this with Karen right before the show, and I think that for people like you or me who have lived in the city and have been around men, I described it as like city sexism. Yeah. Like, it's probably not perfectly okay. And if something like that happened to like my little sister, I would be like, "That's fucked up, Mary."
But this girl went to a pool party, though.
Right?
Yes.
I think
he didn't have a bikini.
He's being a gentleman.
I think the end, but the second half of that thought is weird. I think that like the people that were supposed to read that piece and be like, "Whoa, that's fucked up," are not people like me and you.
Correct.
They're like swing voters in the suburbs, swing voter moms who would read that and think like, and "Oh my gracious,
That's a good point.
Like, he's ever told me I look pretty in a swimsuit.
Look at Angela Merkel. Look how she feels about it.
One First of the most of all, powerful women in the world right there.
It just seemed like you're belittling.
Is that why she looks like the emperor?
And it seems like she's belittling women who really go through some shit. By saying, "Hey, my ex-boyfriend told me to put on a bikini, and I did, and then I dated him for 6 months."
Is she saying it's a harassment? Like he fat shamed.
That's why she's trying to tell the story. That's how they put it out there.
But then she went back to Fox and Friends, I believe, the next morning, and said that she felt she was shamed.
She was misquoted.
Yeah, misquoted.
She wasn't misquoted though.
No, misrepresented. Misrepresented.
She did use the phrase "misquoted" a lot, and they were like, "What quote is incorrect?" And she couldn't produce a quote that was correct because they accurately quoted her because it's the New York Times. They don't fabricate.
She misspoke in her claim of being misquoted.
They took it out of context.
That's what she said. Exactly right.
I know who this article was not for. Men. And I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or in between.
I disagree.
It's not for men.
We have a picture of her in the bikini.
It's not for men.
Trump came out ahead in this article, and I think it's for everybody. Because the negative, I was just telling Aaron, the negative shit, and I think you too, Annie, that they said about him is stuff we've heard before, and it's not just if you live in the city, we've just heard it. He says it publicly on in speeches.
Yeah, you don't gotta tell me secretly what he said to a woman.
It's already so funny to a woman. Like,
I was there when he said
were there. I thought he came out ahead because of the positive stuff.
Why did he deny the claims?
He promoted women. I didn't know he facilitated this lady's career and encouraged her to have a family. I didn't know that. So I'm not saying that I'm now on his side and it changed my mind, but I didn't think that article was detrimental.
I just think the standards are so low. The standards are so low for him. Right. If it was any other candidate treating women like that in private, it would be like, what the hell is going on?
Hillary? But it's
Donald,
be sexy.
Donald Trump, who in public he's done worse, like you said, Karen, he's done worse things in public than he did in that article.
It's one of the nicest things he's ever said to a woman.
Let's be clear here, right? This is a man who just up until recently owned the Miss Universe pageant organization.
Right. Yeah.
I used to compete in said Miss USA.
Pull up the picture, Shelby. Get the pictures up.
Pull up the picture. No.
Pull down your pants. Pull up the picture.
Cut it out. Pause. Chop. And some people think
I'm from Philly.
Some people think that the whole pageant thing is like sexist and oppressive and objectifies women. I don't think that. But some women do.
Yeah, I agree.
But Trump
I kinda do.
Voluntarily owned it.
Well, that's usually women who never participate in it.
If you want to do it, you do it.
You're really pretty and I'm happy for you and everything, but then in my head I'm like, when you're not here and I don't know that you're like
a real
person.
But you know what though? Can we talk about
when you're not a real, like to me, when you're not a real, and I'm just like watching this and I haven't really like met a, I'm like, yeah, that sucks. That's shitty or whatever.
You
but
know what? You say
I meet
that.
You,
you
meet
and you're
cool.
I'm a normal person. You come up
smart,
to me during
you're
the
awesome.
Break. You're like, oh, what's your arm workout?
Right.
And theoretically, that's the pageant mantra, right? It's the lifestyle fitness competition.
Right.
That's what you put the bikini on for.
Right. And I'm like, you're so pretty. And in my head the whole time, I'm like, don't be a girl. Don't go like.
Yeah, I get it.
Right, right, right. But then I'm like, yeah, of course it's fine. I would never like judge you for that.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, Trump is so unapologetic around the fact that he thinks pretty women are important. He thinks looking good
too.
As a woman is something that's important to him. He's invested millions of dollars in saying so.
Yeah.
So again, to your point, Aaron, it's not news.
Right.
It's not, we know this about Donald Trump. We already know this about him.
I've so,
I mean,
and
my,
I'm prejudiced
my,
against pretty women
my take
too.
On the piece, is I read it and they talked to 50 people. My take on it was like, oh, this piece got assigned. And they were like, well, this is what we found.
We
and the editor was like,
we
got to fucking run it. Yeah, you got to figure out how to run it. And like, they'd probably been working on it for a really long time and tried to cobble something together.
Oh,
and that's
like
what
six
they put
weeks.
Together.
This was a
but
six
why
weeks.
Did he even deny it? I feel like Trump shouldn't have even denied it. He should have just been like, what are you talking? Like, why is this even a thing?
Yeah, I agree. He should not have denied it. He just said, you know what? I'm the guy that thinks a woman's job in life is to be attractive when she can and so on.
It's also strange that they went hard on
this. It's not the only
this.
Thing you
hey,
can
by
do.
By the way, that thing about him...
But you can participate. A little mascara wouldn't kill you.
The thing of him being him calling in...
I have a book on said topic coming out in November.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do, you
know,
of course I do.
Like, that's my family right there. I know what you're thinking.
Do you know about this?
There are two stories about Donald Trump that were in the news this week that were more interesting than this story.
Yes.
And one of them was him pretending to be his own spokesperson in
the 90s. John Miller? Was it John Miller?
John Miller and John Barron. And Barron is the name of his human child.
Yeah, that's a son's name.
By the way, do you think that... I don't see how that hurts him at all.
Is the child still alive?
Oh, yeah.
This is like, oh, it's pretty cool. He did that.
People act like it's something.
Not
but human. His fallen child.
Him pretending to be a different guy to talk
his
about
PR
himself.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that how does that hurt him?
It's the same thing Rich Voss does.
It makes me want to be the
person. It is.
That's how he sells CDs, nigga.
Hello, this is Barney McFarlane Industries.
It's not just that he pretended to be another guy. He pretended to be another guy, told People magazine he was pretending to be another guy,
and
in court, he said, I was pretending to be another guy.
That's
and then
incredible.
People were like,
Aaron.
No, this happened.
That's incredible.
Aaron.
And then they're like, were you pretending to be this other guy? And he's like, no. Like, which is a stupid
Aaron,
thing to
if
lie
I was
about.
A rich guy like that, I would do a million more things
and
than
I
that.
I would never
and
vote
lie.
For you, Sherrod.
Do you know
I
how genius?
But I would still run if somebody would, and you're not going to vote for Trump,
hold
but
on.
He still might win. Ain't that crazy?
That
your vote means that he might win.
I don't, listen, I don't want Trump to win, but I'm just telling you, that does not detract. If you're somebody
you
likes Trump, that does
the
not detract.
The comedian in me wants him to win. The sane person
do you
in me,
want
no.
Hillary to win?
So either way, I'm going to make the
Trump.
Most of it. Like, I've learned with America. I'm going to make the most of it either fucking way.
Wait, yeah.
It don't matter to
wait,
me.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
This is why I want...
My job remains the same. Thrive and succeed, nigga.
And my
Thomas Sowell. Let's calm down.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
All right, listen. This is why I don't want Trump and Hillary. And I was more for Trump before. But the people that are getting empowered by him are...
Yeah.
So even I was looking at him and not like kind of side to side.
Monsters.
And he well, whatever about him, I don't think he's like overly right wing. Even I think he's a pandering. But
yeah,
these
he's gonna piss off both sides of
these people I'm reading about
you
now.
Like your supporters
and the people that now listen. I was always it was lefty SJW types that always hated my guts online, and now it's all alt right. That's who fucking attacks me and like. They can't. I didn't even know how bad their ideas were. It's not conservative.
No.
It's collectivist, first of all.
Yeah.
It's a fucking identity movement.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, this is our tribe.
Yeah.
Being white America.
It's
like,
stronger than
all
teams.
This
it's
shit,
tribe now.
The conservatives were at least like, hey, you could put on some khaki pants and be white with us. They were into that.
Right.
These fucking people.
Yeah.
These fucking evil fuckers. That's, you know, hey, Marson. You know?
That was good.
So these evil pieces
you
of shit.
You can assimilate your way into
of
it.
Of course you can. Because it's not that hard to master. They're like it's genetic. Your culture is tied to your genes, and you could never fully figure out
it's making you
this
angry.
Amazing culture that we have. Like it's just insane shit like that.
Yeah,
anybody can figure anybody's dumb fucking, and they all want it. You just wouldn't let anybody have it.
Right.
It's like
not the same
it's like
as
white nationalism. White nationalism combined with authoritarianism. So it's not really. either ideology, because neither, I mean, like, it's an authoritarianism that, like, a true conservative would be like, no, no, no.
That's this what is, they are saying.
This
and
is
I didn't realize
counter
that.
To what my idea of
I
freedom
think that's
is.
That's why people like Mitt Romney are feeling the way they're feeling.
Yeah. I didn't realize the value of him.
Did
because,
you see
yeah. because that's.
But you know
a
what?
Thing
you know
not,
what reminds me of that? Yeah. This will bug you out. It's a story of this guy who goes around the South, black guy, goes around the South, dressed as Confederate dude. Right. You might have told a story
no,
before.
I know the story, yeah. What,
and this dude, he went down, he's in Florida, he walked across the country and all that. He walked in Florida, some KKK members came out and tried to fucking harass him.
Yeah.
And then some other Southerners
he's
came
black?
Out.
He's
yeah, black dude.
Yeah.
And other Southerners came out and defended him against the KKK, ran them off.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And was like, stop trying to kidnap, because they was like,
stop trying to be Forrest Gump, okay? He's white
and
he did that.
The thing is, this dude, it's like, there's a difference between the KKK motherfuckers who just want the conservative flag used as a hate symbol and motherfuckers who are real Southerners who just like their history.
Well,
it's actually a thing, it's a line between those two.
I know, well, yeah, of course. But listen, these people I'm talking about are not that. They're not even old. These are people like 30 and shit.
Yeah.
These are young fucking
full of hate.
Dudes. They're young dudes, and but they call it, they're
full
like,
of fear.
They're,
it's actually fear.
It's fear.
Yeah.
But you hate
do,
what you can't
dude,
understand.
Shit,
yeah.
That's
fear
why I want that
conquer.
Milo guy, because I want him, because he makes the excuses for this group. That Milo Yiapadopoulos.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy that makes excuses
realize
for him.
And they would get him
and
first.
And he's like, no, they're not anti-Semitic, okay? That they're just trolling. And then the very next article.
The
faggot
thing?
Mongrel Milo, like, but this is by them, and so the like
they attack
you
him.
Are you could troll all you being a troll is the most disingenuous shit, and you can do it all you want, but eventually
nothing
you are
says
that.
I have a small
Breitbart,
penis.
Breitbart
like, I don't know.
Penis.
And by the way, for all the bad except shit about you don't like your race, realist, you don't like fucking black. They call them dindus for didn't do nothing. For all you hating the dindus, I don't see
dindus.
Them. I don't see them online. Under a fake fucking name on Twitter.
Yeah. Yes.
That's some pussy
that's
ass
some punk shit.
Shit. And like,
the punkest shit
dude,
of all
you
time.
Suck. Like, it's not as bad
bitch
as trying
assness.
To get me fired.
You have no balls.
We
in
call
your
it bitch assness
life.
In the
trying
hood.
To, trying to get me fired.
And it's
worse.
Running rampant.
So the lefties are worse for that, but you suck so. I mean, I had no idea how what losers you were to do that shit.
The
and I don't see black.
It's like built into saying awful stuff. Don't
yeah,
we have a natural system of shame? So you can say whatever you want, but it's attached to your face and name.
100%.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, well, there's no consequences. Cowards. I'm an egg.
But that's why it shocks me.
Oh, no
it always shocks me.
I
how
find them, though. I find their families. Like, when people talk shit to me, I found guys' wives, and I've sent them, like, messages
good.
And stuff.
Because
you don't get to be a hero in your home life and then be fucking...
It shocks me how grown men can reach grown manhood and
such
still
shy.
Be
shy.
That kind
listen.
Of a bitch.
There
like,
are so
where are the
many
other men
like
in your
that.
Life that checked you on that bitchness?
So
tell
how
we gotta,
is that possible?
Like, gotta,
how did you slip through the fucking...
Sherrod,
how did you slip
there
past
so
men?
Many people like that. Like, when I was writing... Because
white dudes don't go to barbershops.
What did they do before? What did they do before?
You got somebody...
No, it's fight. They're into Fight Club. That thing of the whitest... the white when Patrice made that joke, the ultimate white guy movie, which I
it's
laughed
Fight
at.
Yeah.
These guys are fucking trying to live a Fight Club in their head.
Because they keep it in all day and fucking,
And
honestly,
that,
I think they're people who are super emotionally troubled and they don't have any role models or heroes.
Outlets.
And so they pick avatars for themselves that they completely throw religious-like devotion behind.
Right.
And Milo is one of those people because he's handsome.
Right.
He like he's quick-witted. He's kind of funny. And so they pick him and he represents things that they wish they were. And they like tribe up with him.
Like
I'm
openly
the biggest,
gay?
I'm the biggest anti-fucking PC shit.
Yeah.
These dudes are such fucking punks.
I can't believe the punkness of it. It's so embarrassing
and like the pride in, and
I
that's
feel
how
sad
you know
for dudes
young,
like
but
that.
That's how you know that's
it's
young fucking guys.
But they're not, they don't get embarrassed because they're hiding. There's no one to be embarrassed to. No one knows who they really are.
The, here's what they know who they
no,
are.
No, no, we
know. They you can listen. Run as fast as you can and look in the mirror. I bet you see you.
I went to a Breitbart meetup. So Breitbart is the conservative website that it has a lot of really good writers and I would never want to
God bless
like,
Breitbart. He's a good friend.
I would never want to denigrate that entire website. But right now it's been the home.
Were you guys in like a ancient society? Society together. May he rest.
May he rest forevermore.
The Breitbart.
That's how people talk about him, man. He was like important
he got
to a
under
lot of
people's skin, and I
was,
loved it.
Was,
I was the only other person who walked through Fox that got people that nervous because they was even nervous of him, and I was like, God bless you.
Well. He was.
That's how Ann is.
He
make
was
everybody
really,
nervous. Fuck everybody.
Important guy for what he did. But this is the website that he founded is now sort of the home for a lot of the bigger alt-right stuff.
Yeah.
And this is something that they ran this week. It's up on the screen right now. The headline is Bill Crystal, Republican spoiler, Renegade Jew.
Dude, it's creepy. Well, that's David Horowitz,
written
though.
Written by David Horowitz.
Yeah, it's right. Written by a Jew.
It's written by a but Jew.
But still.
Which doesn't alleviate hold on, here's it from its anti-Semitism.
A couple of these guys, this shit I read, okay? It's not racist. Now, I'm reading this, they're like, no, we're not like the 1488ers, like the Nazis. We're not like those. We're like a more watered down punk ass version. Right. The Nazis are mad at them, like, you're us, motherfuckers. And like, no, we just really care about our identity. I hate left wing identity shit more now after looking at this funhouse reflection. That's what these lefties are with their cultural appropriation. They're these people. Yeah. So, the like, same fuckers.
The hardcore Nazis are like the Sex Pistols, and these guys are like Sugar Ray.
Yes, that's exactly right. So fucking. So
like
this is the shit.
Jew,
this is the shit.
Like a good TV
they
show.
Got scientific. This is
long hair.
Renegade Jew.
He's got a mullet and a yarmulke at the same time.
This is the fucking. This is a scientific reason why. You're, by the way, a parasitic population in our midst as a black.
Okay, break it down for me.
Okay, first of all, black men are known to have higher levels of testosterone.
I keep mine at the house, though. I don't bring it out.
As you know, listen, as you know, testosterone has been linked to higher rates of aggression in animals. And so there you go. That's just a natural thing. That's why, look, it's nothing against you.
Okay.
It's just
so it's science.
Look, we just need a white nation, and a few of you could be here, but you should have your own place.
Like I can start a band and we can travel.
It's just, but genetically, you're prone to aggression.
You can only
play
to black people, though.
By the way, do you know, so it's all very scientific, the way this guy's writing this.
That's...
didn't bother to check. By the way, 2009 is when they debunked that idea of testosterone for criminal behavior.
Yeah.
In animals, it does make them aggressive, but that's not what it, what testosterone does is make you more concerned with your social standing.
Yeah.
So in a lower animal, that's going to be aggression, but humans have a complex kind of social. So what they found when they did the experiment is higher testosterone made people more fair in their trading because that's what raise their status in society is like being looked at that way.
Right.
So that's what it did because people aren't fucking animals. But I'm telling you that I told you that last guy that what's his name? Tommy called him Pussy Bottom Face.
Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker is in a gang called, he calls it a gang. It's called the Wolves of Vinland in Virginia.
Right.
And they fucking wear Viking shit. And by the way, my proud white heritage, for some reason, is always Viking shit. I got no Viking blood.
No.
But if I really want to be with my white people, I'm going to have to get into this.
It's so funny because Scandinavian countries are like the most egalitarian hippie shit.
Yeah, well, they're fags, too.
They're
fags. We don't like them. But that's my heritage. I'm proud.
I was like, wait, which one is it? I'm so Swedish. White
guy. Look how culty this is. We're just having a great white guy time.
It's just CrossFit.
Being men. The guy doing the report. Yeah. And I have a fight club, of course. And you look at this. I'm like, you guys are fucking this is batshit how, as grown men, you're into this.
But you know what? Yeah. Let them have it. Let them have it.
A time for wolves. Listen, jerk
offs. They never grew up.
If you have your white nation, it's not going to be, I said this on Ant's show when we fucking hosted, it's not going to all the problems go away.
It's not a tough mother.
You're
going
to kill each other for not being the right kind of white like you used to before you had fucking brown people.
But also,
you ought to be grateful to your fucking barrier you have to unite you.
We the only thing making these white people white. Compared to other white people, they're not white.
That and a lot of coconut water.
That too. And, some type of moisturizer.
You can turn white with enough coconut water.
Can we talk about how they're kind of hot, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because he's gay. That's why you're a bit attracted to him.
Yeah.
That's
he
Pussy Bottom
like
Face.
Bush Angel. What's the...
But if you watch him talk, Pussy Bottom Face.
He looked mushed down, for one.
The pussy?
Think Bush Angel.
Oh, the pregnant
Buck Angel. Buck Angel?
Is he Buck Angel?
Buck Angel.
He does look like Buck Angel. Wait, Buck Angel has a pussy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Buck Angel's a trans man.
And didn't get a dick, just kept a pussy.
I'm not sure person's genital status, but I know that they live as a
dick?
Man.
What are you talking about?
They make them.
That's got to. Can we pull it up, Shelby?
Let's
pull up man-made dicks.
Please, dear God,
can you please search for man-made dicks so we can see what this looks like, Shel? Because I can't believe
it. Big shoulders and a small helmet on. So weird.
To tube toothpaste.
Wow.
Buck Angel.
They all have big nostrils too. This is weird.
Yeah, that can't be.
There's no correlation with that.
But you know what? Some people just need a little tribe, little groups.
That's what all these lefties were doing with their fucking my
but
identity.
Why make it a hate group? Just make it a not people, hate group.
If you do that, it's a hate group. There's
people
no having an identity
loved.
Fucking
ultimately,
thing.
Ultimately, people just want a place to belong and to be loved, and sometimes it manifests malignantly.
That's exactly.
No.
Right.
I disagree.
Like, hate group.
Why do you disagree?
Wait, why do you disagree?
Yes.
I completely disagree.
Wait, but it's a hate sausage party.
Wait, what do you disagree with though?
That, I don't think it's about being really loved. I don't think it's
you don't
about
think what
belonging.
Is? Wait, everybody, shut up. What about you? Don't think what is?
Oh, I'm very disturbed. What it's about? It's not about being loved and belonging. It's about fear and scarcity.
Right.
See, what it is about is that people start to feel that anything that is not of them is a threat to them getting the most.
Yeah.
Of everything.
Right.
Money, yeah. Land, you name it.
Yeah.
Right.
So the minute anything presents itself as a threat to their prosperity, it must be eliminated.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mostly it's pussy from what I read.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
No, that too. So there
that's
you
why
have
genocide.
It. It's not about wanting to belong and freaking love fest.
It's
no.
About I
well, they
to
do
have.
Drive,
I
but
want
they
to
do
have
drive.
The most, and yeah. You present a threat to my ability
but
to
I
do
think
that.
When, I think that's interesting, but yeah. I think if it manifests on social media, there yeah. Is a there's a there's a naked yeah. Desire for approval and
that's
upvoting.
Bull crap. That's
well,
the
then why even have,
think
why
one's,
even interact
I think
on
one's more, but one's more unconscious. I think I don't think you're either wrong. At least either or. I think one's like an unconscious thing.
I think what I'm talking about is the root of the issue.
Right.
What and you're talking about is the animal side of it. Like, bacteria compete for resources, and we're just that. And people put a higher thing on it, like we've got reason and free will, but we're just that. We're
no,
just
we're just
animals.
Wanting the most. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't sound the warm fuzzies, and it's not socially acceptable to just come out and say that.
Right.
I don't think it's
but
warm
that's
fuzzies.
What it is.
I don't think it's warm fuzzies. I think people do crazy shit for love, for the idea of like possessing a person and belonging.
But that's a kind
they're
of resource,
all,
too.
Listen, they all talk about, this is my favorite thing, but there's so many people do this, so when they do, they're like, you know, men and women, like, yes, we were talking about yesterday, like, yes, all Debbies. It's like you knew one person, and now you know all this fucking gender, and everybody fucking does that shit. So, all these guys write about, like, you know, these women during their hot years, they want to fuck all these jerk guys, not a nice guy like me, like a good guy like me.
Why won't these stupid cunts fuck me?
And by the way, I totally
that's
listen,
what every hate
wait,
thing
hold
is.
On, I totally that's sympathize, all of it. Totally sympathize with that, totally do. Why won't he? But what happens is then I go, I'm done with that. I try. I'm like, oh, well, that's not. They're like, no, but I still want you to.
But my, I look at
like,
it like.
I hate you. I still want. There's not like a thing where they go, why don't I go for someone who's into what I'm.
Yeah,
what I
look at it like, if he got that, then wait till you see what I get.
Or just.
That's how I look at everything.
Just go for something else.
I never see think somebody got something that I can't get. They I go all, like this. Yeah. Okay, now I know what to bounce off of to get my
well,
shit.
That's because you have extra testosterone.
Yeah, I got some big nuts. Aggressive. I do have those big ass balls.
But they do. It's this Elliot Rodgers shit of like, I'm
not
going to.
You're not operating from a place of fear.
I'm not operating a place of fear. I'm not scared. I don't look at people get shit and go like this. Ooh, where's mine?
Yeah.
I never feel like
no,
that.
I know,
ever.
But a lot of people do.
Most people do.
There's a really interesting.
That's how I feel when I found out about your A&E show.
Yeah. I believe that. Comedians.
As a matter of fact.
That's why I tell comedians, listen, if you want to like comedians, don't, if you're a comedian and you want to like other comedians, don't look at what they get in a career. Don't ever look at, don't ever pay attention to it. Because
though.
They'll make you, I'm not saying when I'm talking to comedians. But yeah, but it's everybody. It's
sure,
everybody.
How many people, and if you work in, if anything in comedy, this is such
you
a part of it.
I
got four or five people. But listen, four or five people in your life, you know that when you see them, it's going to be a burden to say hello because they're going to look at you and you better not look like you're having enjoying your life or things are going okay.
Yeah, I'll shut
you got to commiserate. The first thing I do is like, it sucks all around. Like, and they're going to be upset at you. I know four or five. I can't take it.
You're
going
to play down for some people, but some people already know about me that I'm already going to be lively and having fun with life.
You're already
and
winning.
If you ain't winning, get the fuck out of my face.
I can't
get away from
it, dude. I can't take it no more. I already had a drunk dad to do that.
Yeah, you can't surround yourself
I didn't come
like
out
that.
Of your balls, so I don't give a fuck if it's disturbing to you.
To Ebony's point, there's a study that came out recently that found that people walking past the first class seats in an airplane when they're boarding contribute to them hating rich people. Like they
I believe
get,
that.
It, it contributes to like
I do
air
throw
rage,
rocks at them.
To air rage. Like they walk past, you know, they're in an okay mood getting on the plane and they walk past first class all the way back to coach and they're like, fuck.
See, that's sad.
That explains
I don't get sad enough.
That explains why I'm also not racist on. Because you know what I do to the people in first class?
What?
I ask them for all their perks. I ask the men for their pillows. I really do. I ask them for their blankets. Sir, you're not good. You look warm already.
Well, how
you're
do you feel about
that?
Is it about
that is so
that's how about a evil nice, genius? Wait, that is evil genius.
What about a nice JetBlue?
Go ahead and give me that blanket, sir. You're good.
What, JetBlue mint?
A nice JetBlue.
That's crazy.
Not a huge first class.
I'm sure they give it to you.
A more even distribution of space.
Why? You get it.
Oh, I don't know.
The last time I flew JetBlue, it was like not. It wasn't like a first class. It was like there was just more room all around.
Have you ever flown?
And I had a little better.
Oh, it's so
mint?
Awesome!
It's
that's the best thing that's ever fucking
it's,
happened in my life.
They fly it only on like cross country trips and then a couple trips down to the Caribbean. But it's like lie flat seats. You have a little pod
they
you get to go
you,
in.
They give you.
Oh, you guys don't
presents.
Fly private? Oh.
No, okay. It's
my bad. Okay.
It's a lot cheaper.
You don't get white
first
castles
class.
On a plane with some hot bitches.
I had to fly first
and you
once.
Smoke your weed right there.
I smoke
my weed
that.
On the plane. Oh, you didn't do that? Okay.
I got to fly that, Aaron, and it was the first time I'd ever been in first class. Still to this day, the only time. But I'm sitting in the seat, and three seats ahead. It was L.A. to New York, so three seats ahead of me is Benicio del Toro, and then to the left is Clay Aiken. So I watched everyone come in. Okay, all the coach people come in and go. Oh my God, Benicio del Toro is so amazing, so incredible, and then walk two steps and go, oh, fucking Clay Aiken. That was like the most incredible range of fame. Like, and you're like, wow, fame is fickle. And it was like.
And one seat away.
It was amazing to watch them turn.
But that, by the way, there's the other thing that I picked up from these fucking people. Because if you watch how people, like just with Amy, when that guy wanted her picture.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, Amy, it's America, we paid for you. She's not a person. Or just, I got your naked pictures, I'm putting them online. You're a famous person, you're not a person.
Right.
You're not,
it's
like,
so
related
weird
to me.
How people think.
But that's what they, like, all those identity movements, same fucking thing. They're, like, even if they go.
That's what trolls are, too.
Either should I have had, yeah, trolls, yeah, or should I have people say to me, like, oh, I'm just trying to get you fired. You're powerful. You'll be fine. You think, first of all, you think that. Are you insane? Secondly, that's your little way of dehumanizing me, so it's okay to do something. How are you have the balls to say you can't be racist? And only I can be racist. That's the definition of it.
Yeah.
Like, are you out of your fucking mind? So all those things, like, I just keep noticing because of that shit. That little, the same way people talk if they think you're fame, a little bit of fame, dude.
Yeah.
She was smart as shit how she talked to that fake me. Because I talked to that kid for a while and found out all this shit about just, I just was curious how he thinks to just, like, do that.
And he thought he was punching up.
Not only that, it was like an admiration thing. And he had this thing about people thinking they're above it all, which is like, I think he means above him, or that's what she thinks. Like, he's above me. I'm sick of you being above me all.
Listen, people are fucking psychotic.
But he was nice to tell me about it. But no,
we got to live around them.
But he's bipolar.
Yeah.
He does have a thing. So that's how it happens.
Yeah.
And a lot of people see him.
Everyone's
so
mental illness in this country already. I do so many fucking charity shows.
He's in Canada. That's Canada's
raise money for mental illness.
But
it's just neglect in this country. It's like little cases like that. It's like we don't even know who's just off the charts or.
Well, he's
down the spectrum.
You know what? He's very nice now. I got to say, after she talked to him, the guy's.
Wait 10 days and I'll be back. But, You said that he was a fan of Lindy West from that.
No. He just projected onto a thing. He briefly didn't even care that much about it.
He tried
because
to use that as
that whole Lindy West thing was like the exact same thing he was doing.
No,
to you.
I had no issue with Lindy West at all. People say that too. I had nothing with. I have nothing against her. Nothing. It was this girl,
no,
Sadie Doyle.
Oh,
right,
not Lindy West.
Right, it was Sadie Doyle.
Actually, you know what?
But
I like saying Lindy West because fuck the other one. I like that.
Wasn't
she gets
it
all
also
her.
Jackie Karen's old room?
No, when you say Jackie, it's a J-A-C-K. Karen, tell us how terrible.
Make the
she
title
was.
Jackie's a pig.
Jackie's
just
a pig.
Tell us her last name, please.
Wait, can y'all believe this, though? I mean, this is like.
What is that? Is what, a crest?
Is it? No. Oh. Like, we are really at a Trump versus Hillary Clinton.
It was like
a
call-in? And you can
two.
Make a dollar? You're like,
yeah.
Oh, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Oh!
What?
They had a fucking 1-800 number, like, who do you like?
One
Trump
for Trump
or Hillary?
Two for Hillary.
But they get paid for all of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, Hillary's already, her super PAC's already starting to ad buys. They're spending like $135 million on ad buys that are anti-Trump, not even mentioning Bernie
Can't
Sanders.
Can she have at least one commercial where she don't talk to black people like they pets? Come come here, sugar. Come here. Mama Hillary loves you now. Come on now. Come here, don't you?
I was thinking about.
Oh, my God.
Come here, little baby. Come here, you black
She's
little bastard.
On the back porch.
we got 2 minutes left. My son is
making black sounds like a duck call.
Come here, you little black bastard. Blackie! Come here, Blackie. Jesus, Hillary. Can you look at her?
Okay. But Sherrod.
I like her, but goddamn.
No, no, no. I don't like her.
I know you don't.
I agree with what you just said. But yet our people are showing up in droves to support her.
Because
but I want to know from your perspective,
yeah.
Why is that?
Because black people is when voting, you know you're going to have a foot in your ass. You just look for the smallest feet.
Ebony.
And right now, Hillary got the smallest feet for black asses.
Can I tell you something?
Period.
Guys did Red Eye. Can I tell you a great joke that she gave me?
Yeah.
Because Trump's talking to those Virginia coal miners.
Yeah.
And which, of course, he has to talk to coal miners because those are his only black supporters.
Not sure, though.
That's hilarious.
That's a good line.
Okay, it's that one dude whose son got killed by an immigrant.
It's my mother. My mother.
Well, we know what your mother did to you, so we don't want to even talk about who she's voting for.
Well,
she'll vote for him right after he gets out of that shower.
She beating you for 86.
Yeah, literally.
God damn.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. Ebony, what's going on with you? Where can the fans see you soon?
Man. They can see me again on the replay of O'Reilly tonight.
That's
about 11:15.
That's right.
They can see Mignana. Happening now.
Yeah.
Oh, what's it? His Sean Hannity show around 10 o'clock hour.
I'm proud of you. You know that, right? I'm proud of you.
Just put your TVs
on. Nothing like making my people proud.
I'm proud of you. You're doing your thing. God
I like it. Yeah,
doing good work. Doing good work.
Let my people go. Who are your people, Brooklynites?
Don't you worry about it.
My people are black people.
Yes, I'll see you in church on Sunday.
I'll
tell the pastor I saw you.
I know. I like that it's Ebony with an I, as if it weren't black enough.
No. We had to be extra.
Well, Kurt, I'm really. Nothing makes me feel better. Nothing makes me feel better than making my people proud. So I hope I'm making
proud.
That's good. No, that's important.
I'm not your people.
Who's your people?
I mean,
homeless?
You're a garbage human.
I'm short trash. We're not like Philly trash. Short trash is different trash.
We hung out with you guys in the summer.
We got 1 minute.
I'm going to be at the stand. I'm here in New York for 2 weeks.
Welcome back,
the stand. Thank you. At the stand and then stuff later on.
Okay, back.
Hey, watch Inside Amy Schumer this season. It's on. The new season's going on.
When does it start? When is the first day?
It's tonight's the fourth episode, I believe.
Tonight's the first episode?
Fourth.
Are there any scandals yet on anyone fighting?
The last week's episode was great. And then, but this one, I want to see when my down to earth sketch comes out.
Yes,
remember,
let's
she
tweet
gave
that
me a
out.
Fucking
yeah.
idea for a sketch, and we made it.
When it's on, let's tweet that shit out.
Man. Yeah.
And don't forget my new show on A&E, July 6th, 11 p.m. after the Wahlburgers, baby. Weekly show.
I wish I could be happy
Black and white.
For
the
you,
same, but Black
I'm
and white
not,
is about race and pop culture
it's race
and fun
but
shit.
But with someone who looks better on TV than Kurt.
That's right. And that person is me. A&E, July 6th, 11 p.m. after the Wahlburgers. Yeah.
It's going to be a fun
show.
You're
going to come through. We should take it right in the city. Yeah.
I'd love to.
Go to Vocative and read Aaron.
Aaron.
Karen.
And
Crass
the Mouth.
This week's Crass the Mouth.
Yes. Where's Tommy tonight?
He's texting me. Something happened to him.
Was it AIDS?
I'm really sick of this shit.
It was AIDS.
You get HIV first, Sherrod. You just don't skip over.
I have to tell you guys something.
Over.
Tommy is riddled with AIDS. Okay.
Listen, Race Wars. We love you.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.